Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Europe is continuing its controlled implosion by the globalists as they consolidate power. And the controlled disintegration is also gaining speed here in the United States and the rest of North America. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours today. The always thought-provoking David Icke will be joining us coming up in the second hour. And then Amy Larson, they're going ahead with charges against her. She was arraigned yesterday for writing with chalk on the sidewalk that you should YouTube Building 7, the 47-story building that the CIA was housed in that blew up on 9/11. And we have the police on tape on CNN saying, get back, they're bringing it down. And CNN and BBC saying that it fell in its own footprint from fires before it even fell. That's like if you called 911 and said, someone just shot my neighbor, and the cops pull up, and you're shooting the neighbor as they pull up. You need to call the cops after you shoot the neighbor, not say somebody shot my neighbor and then shoot the neighbor as the cops pull up. It's you know, you want to have Lee Harvey Oswald in custody before you roll newspapers worldwide that he had been captured with his name. Remember the old days, they had newspapers coming out on the hour in big cities. That all happened, but I'm already digressing. She's going to be joining us, and I was talking to my crew, and I'm like, yeah, if we have time tomorrow or Friday, we've got to get out. I want you to videotape me writing her same message on Austin streets. I said, thank God we don't live in the globalist Republic of California where, you know, chalking's not illegal, something all hopscotchers do. And I searched it and found out they arrest you in Austin with pleasure, including political speech. They call it vandalism. The code doesn't actually fit. So soon I'm going to go out and find police and do it. I'm going to write freedom, have them arrest me, and then I'm going to fight it in court. Not that I want a court battle, but it's got to be done. It's not vandalism to write with chalk. The only way it would be is if it was profane and violated community agreed upon standards that have been adjudicated. But they all have this color of law situation. I saw where women on 11th Street got arrested for doing it right in front of the Texas Capitol, not even on the state grounds, but on the sidewalk across the street. The state police ran across with pleasure and arrested them. Land of the free, home of the brave, but you don't have political speech. You see, political speech is demonized in this country, whether it's the Dixie Chicks saying they're anti-war or whether it's the government saying we want to restrict criticizing Islam. Because, you know, it's going to cause unrest. The UN wants to restrict free speech as well. This is the whole move we're going towards. And who would have ever thought, land of the free, home of the brave, don't write your political messages in chalk that wash away. Every ancient culture, from Rome to ancient China, even in those tyrannies, they did not mess with the people drawing on the walls, graffiti. That was the people's real newspaper. And the system knows this. They know as they get ready to shut down the internet, as we've known it, if they're successful, they're certainly going to try. Doesn't mean they're going to succeed. People are addicted now to free flow of information. They are going to try to go in and shut down what you call graffiti, which will be emergency messages. Or you notice nobody ever gets in trouble for putting up a yard sign, you know, saying, hey, yard sale on the telephone pole. But when it's Obama as the Joker, oh, the police were on the news saying, let's arrest whoever's doing this, putting up little pieces of paper. And until the public revolted and said, hey, we're going to go out and do this too. This is America. Political speech is the most protected. The most protected. Unpopular speech is right up there with it. Okay? That's it. Unless you're talking about obscene messages to minors, that's the only speech. That which seeks to corrupt the youth that can be restricted historically under common law. British common law, English common law. You notice, though, they bombard the kids with bad messages to screw them up and destroy their innocence all over television now.
this is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984. 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 27th day already of September 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here, Lord willing, as we are Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, blasting out on XM 166, simulcasting on over 120 AM and FM affiliates now, and also streaming over the web at Infowars.com with the free audio streams and podcasts, as well as PrisonPlanet.com. And then, of course, the video site with all my films and the live video streams of the Daily Radio Show, as well as the nightly news, PrisonPlanet.tv. Wow, where to start today? Let me just go over some of the stacks that I have here in front of me. David Icke is joining us for the next hour, always thought-provoking. Then we have the thought criminal Amy Larson arrested for writing a political message on the sidewalk. Of course, it will all be selectively enforced. Your children will not be arrested for playing hopscotch. At least not. Well, that's not actually true. They're arresting parents everywhere for their kids playing on the sidewalk in a cul-de-sac or even in a rural area in a cul-de-sac or the backyard. Actually, I'm sorry. They will arrest your children. But the mega banks will own the big pharma companies on record, putting HIV in the factor VIII for Bayer and cancer viruses like SV40 in your major vaccines. So they will murder you and ship narcotics in and have the troops publicly grow it in front of you on television. But tell you they're going to put you in jail if they catch you using it. Because we live in total la-la land. Excuse me, I'm going to settle down right now. Just gets me really angry when I see the absolute attack on free speech ahead of the total collapse by design. They're like telling you, you sit down and you shut up. We'll have the Pentagon arrest you if you peacefully protest at the DNC. And the Department of Defense will be there at the local courthouse telling the judge don't let them out of jail. Protesting's, quote, low-level terrorism. Remember that 3 weeks ago? I just can't get over it. And it's not even a media issue. ACLU covers it, and it's in a few newspapers like, yeah, the Department of Defense wants everybody arrested. You know, the military operates on the streets now. And we're Paul Joseph Watson's got an article here. LRAD sonic weapons to be deployed throughout America for crisis. And he has a link to Government Security News breaking that down, along with high-powered microwave guns. Of course, they don't care of people like Rob Dew, my nightly news chief, got arrested at the G20 in 2009 for standing on a hill at a university filming police beating peaceful, not even protesters. No one was even daring to go outside the curfew, so they went 5 miles away to the university and went into the park as people were eating, you know, bologna sandwiches and reading on their laptops, and said everyone must disperse. So when they tried to disperse, they had every exit blocked. It was just a beta test to see if cops would attack innocent people under federal and globalist command. Actually, G20 was commanding them, so a foreign corporate government was. They had G20 in U.S. Army uniforms, this was on the news, jumping out of cars, just type in G20 snatch and grab, it's the same in Europe and in Canada, they do the same thing, grabbing them and dragging them into cars in front of everyone to set that precedent. And the national media was like, yeah, there's some guys, we don't know who they are, grabbing people and throwing them into cars and disappearing them, but, well, what's the big deal? I mean, you know, 20-something years ago, Tiananmen Square was a big deal when tanks ran over people. Now when tanks and steamrollers do it, the Drudge Report picks it up. DrudgeReport.com picks it up. And then that kind of made the Daily Mail and New York Daily News do it, but only because Drudge picked it up. And you would have thought that had been on every news channel in the country, you know, running over people with steamrollers. But no, no, instead I saw the comments in the New York Daily News going, you know what, you shouldn't be protesting. let me ask the cops a question. Do you really want to live in a country where you can't write a political message on the sidewalk with chalk? You really want to live in a country where the TSA is hiring felons on purpose to play ping pong in your pants? Do you really, I mean, you think this is going to be a good future? And I talked to the police all day because, hey, you could say no, like in Romania, they said no to Ceausescu. Or you could say no, like they tried to against Hitler. Or you could say no, like in many cases, it's been successful. That's why they're going to autonomous ground robots and autonomous drones, because they want to get you out of the equation. But you have been turned into a standing military army here, and they are engineering this collapse, and we've been proven right. So I know in the past they tried to hire people that were smart to be cops. Now they want to hire you because you're stupid the last 25 years or so. But I believe you're smart enough to understand that tyranny is not cute and it's not fun. So I do routinely speak to you and, you know, try to speak to your common sense conscience. But the police are not at fault for what's happening in this country. If you want to know why we are in this much trouble, the social engineers for the last 100 years, run by people like Edward Bernays, who literally is the father of modern propaganda, turned us into arrested development children. And then with the advent of television, they have scrambled our minds, destroyed critical thinking, and turned the public into a group of basically biological androids who are programmable and who don't have an original thought in their little brains. And police and bureaucrats are just pulled from that general pool. But I want to ask people something, because I see it in the comments and things on news sites when they defend that you can't have a garden in your backyard, even though it's not even zoned that you can't. Or they defend, you know, shooting some guy that had 20 chickens in his backyard and had them for 30 years in Georgia. Or when they defend forced inoculations when it's not even the law. Those of you that defend the system, those of you, before I get to the news, that think all of this is cute and great and it's for a greater good, and who believe the government is loving and helpful, you don't believe it's malevolent. You believe that it's here to help everybody. I would like to open the phones up for people that not even so much disagree. I mean, that's a standard deal. Is you work for the Vatican, you work for the Saudis, you work for Israel, you work for the Easter Bunny. Those little kind of memes put out by the CIA. And other groups. I want to hear from people who specifically really do believe in all this. I want to hear from those of you that are mad at me and have said that I need to be arrested as a meme because I talk about government stage terror from 9/11 to the USS Liberty to the Gulf of Tonkin to Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio, the NATO option, Operation Northwoods. I really want to hear from you because later when David Icke's on with us, I'm going to play this clip. Lobbyist, launch stage provocation, start war with Iran. And it's a minute and a half clip, a little over a minute and a half long, and it's former chief economist at the IMF and World Bank, senior economist, the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, from a luncheon on C-SPAN, how to build U.S.-Israeli coordination on preventing an Iranian nuclear breakout. And he said, hey, we've had other staged events. We should just get a war started. I mean, I played the clip. And I noticed on YouTube, some people were saying, yeah, we need to stage something Iran so bad. So you're now saying we need to, you know, blow up a ship full of U.S. Navy personnel and then all get angry and then go blow Iran up because the end justifies the means. And then others were saying, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. Oh, my gosh, this is horrible. You know, this means the 9/11 truthers are right. This is just terrible. But still others were like, this is out of context. even though it's standard neocon, and even Gary Hart is not a neocon. He wrote a letter to Ahmadinejad 5 years ago. Just type in his letter to Ahmadinejad, Gary Hart's letter to Ahmadinejad. It's on the Huffington Post right now. Guys, just type it in and show people who are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. I saw him saying, this has been edited. Well, right under the clip on YouTube is a link to their YouTube site, the policy group's site, with the whole hour, 45-minute thing, and it's even worse. I got home late last night, but still went and watched most of it, and it's just a gold mine of evil. I mean, you're talking about criminal admissions on television of, yeah, we need to blow something up and blame it on them. Everybody's like, yeah. And then the public can't even believe it when they're seeing it. We didn't get a war started. You know, our government's blown stuff up before to blame it on people. Everybody's like, yeah, you're laughing. And then I'm supposed to see this and see all this unfolding and just go along with it and say, oh, there's no such thing as a false flag. So here is the toll-free number to join us. If you think it's good to have the government kill people and then blame it on somebody, and then I'm bad and a conspiracy theorist when I point out that this is being said and promoted. Now, I raise this because we got an email back. We sent one off to this policy institute to try to get this gentleman on, and I'll show you the email when we get back and read it. And they said, this is a setup for Patrick to be crucified. We need to be careful of these requests going forward. Can't wait for reporters to ask you about your comments, buddy. We're going to get into the economy a lot more, and I'll give you the number to call in when we get back. Stay with us.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN radio network.
I fell into a burning ring.
People say, what does that mean? Don't worry. This show is documented. I mean, that's what's scary about it. No. We are documenting the tyranny, and we will defeat it. Don't worry. The good guys always win in the end. Here's the article from the Huffington Post right here. It's titled Unsolicited Advice to the Government of Iran. And Gary Hart wrote this a few years ago, and he goes on to say, we will stage terrorism and blame it on you, so look out. Well, we now have this lobbyist speaking at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy on C-SPAN. On C-SPAN, the director of research, Patrick Claussen, coming out and saying, we need to go ahead and just start a war. And we need to go ahead and use a provocation. And then he laughs, though I'm not advocating that. It's like a double speak deal. Because they know this is treason, this is crimes that are being called for. I mean, it's a big deal. So if there is a big stage terror attack, I mean, a city gets nuked, a U.S. ship gets blown up, it could run the gamut from bad to really bad to catastrophic. I will be attacked when I come out on air and say we should look at this as an inside job. You know, if Obama stages something before the election, a mass shooting, a bombing in Oklahoma City, we've got five of his advisors in newspapers saying we need a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 to be blamed on our enemies, conservatives, libertarians. My point is governments all do this throughout history when they're corrupt. It's par for the course. Hitler did it with Operation Himmler, subgroup Operation Gleiwitz. The Reichstag was a Reichstag event, was a false flag event, a self-inflicted wound, a setup, a frame-up, and the fact that we get demonized when we're like, hey, these guys write books calling for this stuff. Hey, they stand again. Hey, I've got eyewitnesses, police officers that saw the feds in there with the bombs at Oklahoma City. I mean, I've had cops on where the feds came in their offices and said, I will kill you and your wife if you tell anybody what you saw. And then they even name names. I mean, this is not fun, ladies and gentlemen. Fast and Furious was a false flag. It's not fun getting up here and risking my life to expose this, but we've got to do it. I mean, think of how dumb they think we are, how dumb they think you are, that they write books and declassified memos, and it's now been declassified that Bobby Kennedy wanted to blow up the U.S. Embassy in Caracas. To blame it on political enemies, and his brother overruled him. That's right out of The Godfather. where the brothers disagreeing, you know, with the family, and then the establishment moves in against the dad of the other brother, thinking the younger brother will work with him. Of course, then he woke up and didn't work with him, so they killed him. But Bobby was actually playing patty cake right along with him, with Lemnitzer and others that wanted to attack U.S. cities, you know, blow up movie theaters, shoot up movie theaters to get a war going with the Soviets. And then people say, well, Alex, Northwoods is real. What are you, pro-Soviet? You don't want to blow up movie theaters in America? What, become what the Soviets are to fight the Soviets? No, thanks. Wear the Ring of Mordor to defeat Sauron? No, thank you. You don't become Mephistopheles, Baphomet, Satan, Diablo, the old serpent. You don't become El Diablo to fight the devil. And I don't know how we've gotten to the point where even mainline police all over the country, everywhere, get caught at the crime labs framing innocent people knowingly. Not even framing people they think are guilty, just not caring. Prosecutors are constantly getting caught, you see it, sending innocent people to jail just so they can have a perfect conviction record. Police are caught dressing up like protesters and engaging in crimes so they can attack the peaceful protesters. Man, I mean, that is just bad mojo. Here's the toll-free number to join us. I want your take on this. If you like the system and you think I'm wrong, that's who the phones are open for. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But here is the email. You guys can even show this if you want on the document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Jeff Rubin at thewashingtoninstitute.org, jrubin at washingtoninstitute.org, RE Media request for Patrick Clausen. Now, he sent a very nice, polite email, which everybody can see right here. And so we like to invite him on to, you know, to talk about his talk on C-SPAN. And this is what they sent back to us, but also CC'd to the other people. This is a setup for Patrick to be crucified. We need to be careful of these requests going forward. Well, no. You already crucified yourself with your arrogance on C-SPAN. Because you guys sit around behind closed doors all day and talk like this. You think we're all just totally brain damaged from the fluoride. And we're close, but not completely. Maybe you are a little bit. You guys thinking you can shoot your mouths off like this. So we're going to hammer on this a lot more now. 800-259-9231. Okay, let me mention some of the other headlines and news we're going to be covering in the next few hours here and some of our other top stories, and then I will start going to your phone calls. You know, I have a digital phone system here at my offices, our studios in Austin, Texas, that I can open up and take over 100 phone calls at one time. And we can get 100 calls to come in 60 seconds. I mean, I hear national shows begging for phone calls. Of course, we also don't screen your calls, so sometimes they're incredible, other times they're absolutely horrible, and the person sounds like, you know, they've had half a bottle of Jack Daniels and five or six hillbilly heroines or Oxycontins on top of it. But I notice that whenever I give people a chance to call in and disagree, we've got two callers on the line right now that disagree with me. And I can bet money it's going to be about me personally or a made-up conspiracy theory, which is a conspiracy theory with no proof that I'm this or that, because they can't attack the information I'm putting out. I want to hear from people who actually believe in the nanny state and actually believe that you should arrest mothers and fathers who let their children play on the sidewalk. who actually believe that it's okay that government outside of law is engaging in forced inoculations. That's who I'd like to hear from. I'd like to hear from people that think it's okay to have a big Israel lobby, kind of a neocon angle, because Israel isn't one monolith, promoting a false flag, a staged event. Go watch the video at Infowars.com. Lobbyists launch stage provocation to start war with Iran. We are in the game of using covert means against the Iranians. And you know, and then he goes through all these quotes about starting a war. We can do a variety of things. You know, the Gulf of Tonkin, on and on and on. So there it is. I want to know your take on that. I mean, do we get an apology for talking about false flags? And then we've been attacked saying it doesn't exist. Governments don't stage provocations, even though they're historical facts back to the time of Rome. No, of course we don't get apologies from those of you out there. As Fast and Furious was a false flag to blame the Second Amendment. I mean, this false flag thing, this staged terror deal is at the heart of corrupt government. And that's why I spend so much time exposing it. You think I was happy 10 and a half years ago to be on over 100 stations? I'd already was breaking into radio, incredible success. And then 9/11 happened. And because Bill Clinton had been in office, I was bashing Bill Clinton, obviously, because I didn't like him. He was a globalist. And Bush got in, and I was kind of like, well, we'll see what he does. And then 9/11 happened, and it was clearly a false flag, because I heard him say they blew up Building 7 that day on the news. And then I was told I was a conspiracy theorist and didn't hear and see that. And it was not fun to lose 70%+ of my affiliates. I will assure you. But it had to be done because I had to tell the truth. So, see, I had everything to lose to go on air and talk about that, but I did because it's a fact. And now you got these people on television talking about staging stuff. You got Obama's people talking about staging stuff in newspapers and on TV and blaming it on constitutionalists and gun owners. And I'm not going to sit here like I didn't hear them say it. They're like, it's politically incorrect to say government stages stuff. Now let's stage some stuff. Hey, you just said stage stuff. No, I didn't. No, I didn't, kook. Let's stage stuff. Hey, you just said it again. No, I didn't. Conspiracy theorist. Hey, I heard you just say it. They play these games with us, man, and I'm done. Now, coming up, you see this kind of news every day. Every day if I go look, it's there. Without looking, I see it every 3 or 4 days. ABC News. ABC News tracks missing iPad to Florida home of TSA officer. They're not officers. They get 2 weeks of training, an extra week of training or less to read your mind. Just total quackum. Total baloney. Total bunk. Total balderdash. Poppycock. Whatever you want to call it. Garbage. Lies. Deception. Fraud. Scam. ABC News tracks missing iPad to Florida home of TSA officer. Everybody I know has had the TSA steal something from him. Dr. Pachinko, we've been asking back on the show. We're getting close to that. You know, he said he had his Schedule 3 sleeping pills stolen. I had a baby toy stolen, a little teething ring. They didn't like the other Tiffany stuff I bought my newborn daughter. This is like 7 years ago. They wanted that. They wanted that. And they opened the little present and stole it. And it's just incredible theft. I mean, they just steal everything. They hit on good-looking women or they're pedos. They go after your kid. Some of them are just sadists that like to, you know, rip colostomy bags off old ladies. Then they lie and say, we don't strip search old ladies and get caught doing it. They say, we don't go outside your pants and then get videotaped doing it. We don't go in your pants. There's no radiation. It's been tested and shown to be safe. That's shown to be a total lie. Federal court orders them to release the studies. Then they won't. Investigation reveals 381 TSA officers fired for theft from passengers. Agency cites zero tolerance. In the latest apparent case of what must have hundreds of thefts by TSA officers, that's a lie, of passengers' belongings, an iPad left behind at a security checkpoint in Orlando Airport was tracked as it moved 30 miles to the home of a TSA officer. And mayors are authorities, and we are civilians. Notice all the nomenclature. Last seen handling it. And they're confronted by the ABC News. The officer, Andy Ramirez, at first denied having the missing iPad. It goes on. Speaking of that, we'll get to this more after. Guys, will you pull me Paul Watson's article from yesterday that I never got to, that's a big deal about our national call to film the TSA? Will you print me that national film the TSA week announced? Will you print me that? Thank you. So I want to cover that later when I get back into this. Now there's a new bizarre TSA freeze security drill caught on tape. First, they denied they were doing this freeze thing, just like they denied they were checking people's waters and coffees they buy past the checkpoints. Now that's confirmed. They had denied the freeze drill. Now it's on video. And the story's halfway down the right-hand side of drudgereport.com. It's by Paul Joseph Watson at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bizarre TSA freeze security drill caught on camera. Pointless policy, little more than obedience training. Well, yeah, we have TSA on video saying, I'm not letting you fly because I didn't like your tone of voice. It's all about I'm somebody. You know, when they beat their chest and say, I have power. That's on video. I have power. Others strip down naked and announce their God, start running around. Others rape women in the parking lot. I mean, this is just nobodies. Who many of them literally couldn't get a job picking up 10 cans. And they now are going to get their hands down your wife's pants. Miss USA, we're going in your pants, babe. The pedo ones, they like your five-year-old daughter. It's game on. And then we're the bad, evil. We're just trying to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda that the government publicly runs and publicly got the underwear bomber on the plane and Chertoff makes money off the body scanners and on and on and on and on. So we're going to be getting into all that in the huge economic news. But, you know, I said I'd go to people that disagree. Then we're going to get to economic news in the next segment. And it's big in Europe. It's going according to globalist plan. Let's go just in order that they were received. Eric in North Carolina, who disagrees, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Actually, a pretty big fan. Agree with a lot of what you say, but there's one subject you're consistently dead wrong on, and that's your defense of Stephen Hatfield. I can promise you he mailed the anthrax letters. I'm the man that caught him. I gave Agent Eric Davis at the Charlotte FBI Stephen Hatfield's last name, which I read off his army jacket as he stalked my house out here in the middle of nowhere, North Carolina, 7 months before Stephen Hatfield became a TV household name.
Well, sir, you need to, obviously, I'm not omnipresent and don't know everything. I know that quite a few patsies got charged, just like Richard Jewell was a patsy for, you know, the bombing at Olympic Park. And I know that they killed the last patsy. And the media, did, you know, when they said he committed suicide, they didn't even point out he was in federal custody when he supposedly took the prescription Tylenol. So I would love for you to send me a letter with this written up with your credentials and what your proof is, and I would love to see that information.
But on the air, but I never got any kind of response. I know you guys probably get flooded with emails. I would be glad to send you my stuff. I have FOIA requests that I have had answered. I still, actually, I'll be totally honest with you. Because it was covered up by Special Agent Jim Page and Agent Eric Javis, I still have anthrax that was mailed to me. And anybody out there on your show can go Google Westgate Postal Facility, which serves all mail.
All right, well, sir, listen, here's the deal. You say you tried to contact us. Send us a letter, you know, saying, you know, give to Alex Jones. You know, this concerns the anthrax case. I would really want to talk to you. And I appreciate your call, sir. I mean, here's an example, just briefly, of what I'm talking about here. This morning, I'm on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I like to scan comments because I get good points and you know, things mentioned by listeners. But almost always when something's being recommended to me, it's like, why isn't the scum trader covering this? Because I didn't know. But more often than not, I was on YouTube and on my site going, the scum Jones won't cover the lobbyists saying launch stage provocation to start war with Iran. We had an article yesterday morning. We broke that story from nowhere on YouTube. I covered it for like an hour. I'm covering it now. But if someone sees any article, you know, if I have an article about humanless, you know, computer-driven cars in California being approved, I see a comment in there going, you trash, you're not covering this. And it's almost like, it's like the public's so dumbed down, they've awoken to the government's evil, but they still have no navigation skills of, you know, I'm driving over that hill over there, and you drive over the hill and go, I see a red fire engine. They lied to me and didn't tell me it was a red fire engine. It's like, we didn't know there was a red fire engine over the hill. I mean, it's like really weird because that's the most common criticism I get is, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you covering that? Why aren't you going over this? Why aren't you going over that? It's like, I didn't know about it, or I get busy and it's so much. Here's the message. It isn't about Alex Jones. I'm a guy who loves liberty like you do. And if you have all this evidence, you should turn a camera on, show the documents, and shoot a YouTube video. And then I can go spot check some of your documents instead of you mailing me stuff and me having to double check it all here. And then other people can vet it. And then media may pick it up. Don't just try to go to Alex Jones. Because I'm like trying to drink Lake Superior out of a straw here. And keep sending me stuff. It's just that you need to move with it as well. Vaughn in Washington, D.C. disagrees. Vaughn, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I don't totally disagree with much of what you're saying, but just think about it. Memorandum 200, written, of course, by Jeff Kissinger, he had mentioned how the population was growing from 1830 up until the time he had written in his projections to 2000. Based on the money system that we have, that we operate off of in the world, fiat, not resource-based money system, the population is too large. It's too big. And you don't think that it's too big for the economic money system that we have to exchange?
No, sir. The globalists all day talk about how they want to have the economy be good for us, but in their more internal memorandum, it's all about shutting down economies and making us poor. We have incredible wealth, and the elite says we'll overproduce and deplete their resources if we become wealthy. But then they separately block the development of real new technologies because that would destroy their monopolies. Okay? And so the truth is we should already be on Mars right now, and there is a breakaway civilization. How advanced it is, we don't know. But that's why they're on this power trip talking about staging terror attacks on TV in front of us, because they're that arrogant. And I appreciate your call, but that doesn't really sound like a disagreement there. I'm moving quick here. Matt in California, who disagrees, you're on the air.
Yes, I've been subjected to listening to you from my brother-in-law for about a week. And I can't say that I can disagree with everything you say exponentially. Even if you were right about all of your paranoid rantings, I couldn't get behind you because of your anger. You're just such an angry person. You're scary.
Yeah, you bet, buddy. I am scary. Absolutely. I got red blood. I like my wife. I like freedom, God, guts, and guns. You better believe it. But let's expand on that. You said paranoid rantings. Sure. The guy just called in about Memorandum 200 to break countries down and starve people to death, which they're doing to the tune of $30 million a year. Now, I'm giving you real numbers here. I'm giving you documents. I'm giving you Operation Himmler, staged terror attacks by Hitler to start World War II. Why is it that popularly known? I'm giving you real memorandum and real names of people calling for terror attacks today to take our liberties and start World War III. I predicted all of what's happening in Europe right now with precision, not because it was hard, but because it was all public. I mean, specifically, where am I wrong?
Listen, the thing about it is that it's wrong in that I don't feel I have as much in common with you bitter clingers and you gun toters as I would with if we had a foreign occupation. I would have more in common with a Russian or a German troop on the street. I'm not afraid of progress. You're trying to say that we should dismantle the government? People, do you realize they can't go backwards, that people need the system? And people like you are just trying to take away from the people that don't have.
All right, hold on just a minute. Sir, is this a serious phone call? Because I started hearing you almost laugh right there. Is this a serious phone call? Because I know there are people like you out there. Are you serious?
I'm very nervous, sir, because you're frightening. You are so aggressive. You talk about, you get into it with people. You bow up to people, and you yell. And I've had to hear about you from my brother-in-law for months about how wonderful you are and how you're going to save America. And the whole time, all you do is you're just selling products. Oh, you want to buy my water filter? Want to buy my pollen burst? You know? Yes, I believe that America needs to progress forward. And the thing is, I'm hoping that we actually have our current president for life, because we need to keep progressing forward. If we take a step backward into the evil ways of Romney, or worse yet, Ron Paul, good God, it could all fall apart.
All right, I appreciate your call. I don't think that's a serious call, but I have heard people like that, so it might be. He did attack me for selling things. Let me explain something. George Soros and MSNBC get banker bailout money, your tax money. $500 million in stimulus went to MSNBC to not hire one person, but give all their pig-like staff raises. Okay? The high-level pig-like staff. I sell products I believe in to self-finance, and that's supposedly a bad thing. By the way, we've sold over 10,000 of the 50,000 magazines we have. It's going to sell out very soon. The new October issue of InfoWars magazine is out. Buy it in bulk and give it to people. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm proud to not be a communist. Please support us and get the word out.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house.
We are being pushed over a financial cliff by design. The mega banks are funding the radical Muslims, the communists, the socialists, and the controlled right wing to create crises so they can pose as the saviors. That's the method of the madness, and it's bipartisan. It's not just Obama. Eurozone confidence falls, inflation expectations rise. They've had like four bailouts to the globalists. I thought that would fix everything. No, raising taxes imploded it further, which means they can consolidate. Spain gears up for a day of cuts after riots. Greece is better investment than China right now. Just absolutely incredible news. Bank of Japan is ready for monetary stimulus again. More money to themselves. Corporate America sweats as U.S. nears fiscal cliff. Romney says, hey, don't expect tax cuts. That's what they're announcing. Both parties are going to raise their taxes because it goes to the foreign banks and to their giant dependent class. PPOC makes record cash injection to fend off crunch. Durable goods drops worse since recession ended 4 years ago. It never ended, Jack. We're in a depression by every real standard. GDP numbers depressingly weak. Postal Service prepares for second default in 2 months. Fed virtually funding the entire U.S. deficit and getting us more in debt to them as they bail us out with fiat money. Honeymoon over as markets brace for volatile times after QE3 announcement. Unemployment in France surpasses 3 million. Euro crisis fuels Spanish separatism, but they're trying to force them into this mega euro. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here for more evil crash, crash commercialism, but it's news mixed in. Ted's got the best deals on gold and silver. You call and say, I want the Alex Jones radio special, the best deals in the gold and silver industry. But I wanted to briefly get Ted up to talk about gold jumps as stocks rise. I mean, what is gold up, $200 or something the last month? It's amazing. And Ted still has gold he bought a few weeks ago, but it keeps going up. It's about to sell out and prices will go up. He was telling me last night. And he has the two silver dollars it cost with two free films and a free book. The Obama Deception, which is great to wake people up. What's the other film? He's got the amazing animated film about the Federal Reserve and the globalist and the Rothschild's American Dream and the book Dishonest Money. That's a $60 value with the silver dollars at cost. I mean, that is a loss leader. That is the name of loss leader. In the dictionary, there should be a picture of that special that you can call and get the radio Alex Jones special for that. And there's a big list of other gold and silver, 800-686-2237. I was just going to get Ted on just to talk about the gold prices going back up and what he sees in the economy. But why? I mean, I just believe in this. So I'm like, buy it. 800-686-2237. Ted, we're going to break here. Got 5 minutes with you after that. And then I got David Icke coming up. But what do you make of the meltdown in Europe that's taking place?
Well, the meltdown in Europe is getting to be a huge thing. But right here, you're talking about the GDP. I mean, the second quarter GDP was downgraded down to 1.3% growth, revised downward. And
but I thought we were conspiracy theorists when we said we never left the recession and things would only get worse. I guess we're even worse that we were totally right again, Ted.
No, I know. We're joining the evil ways of Ron Paul. I was laughing so hard when I heard that comment. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, no, we're looking at the GDP dropping, which means that if we're already using 45% of our GDP to service interest on debt, then what's going to happen with the GDP shrinks? It's getting worse. Everybody thinks that that things are going to get better. And now, of course, like you said, China is expected to have stimulus as well, which is going to drive prices up even further. We're seeing the prices of gold higher than we've ever seen it this year.
Yeah. I wouldn't be up here saying I think gold's going up to 2,000 by the end of the year if I didn't think it was. And there's a lot of top analysts saying 2,400. All I know is this paper currency is as dangerous as a 95-year-old man who's had 14 heart attacks climbing the Empire State Building stairs. I believe you need to get into gold and silver. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, I got loaded lines with people that disagree with me because I hope the phone's up for people that disagree. Most of it, people engage in satire. Is there anyone out there that can actually disagree with what we're saying or doing? We had one caller saying, hey, he thinks I'm wrong about who did the anthrax attacks. Totally legitimate to disagree with me. I don't know if he's right, but I welcome that because I want to be corrected when I'm wrong. I don't think I have all the answers. I'm wise enough to know I don't. And we'll be getting to your calls. David Icke's coming up. Who knows? You may have to sit on hold until Icke's gone, or I may just go to you while Icke's on. That would be something of some interesting talk radio, informative, wouldn't it? We'll see what David wants to do. But I see everybody there. Simon in England, George in Connecticut, Gordon in Texas, Aaron in Nevada, Scott in North Carolina. I guess George and Scott have been holding the longest. Going back to Ted Anderson. Ted, look, I've been promoting gold since it was 260 smackers, 260 Federal Reserve notes apiece. Really 254, whatever the low was. What was the low 12 years ago?
Yeah, 245.
Okay. So I've been promoting it since it was above that and went down and then back up. And I'm promoting it now. When they drove it down $300, I was still promoting it because I know they're going to kill this fiat currency and they're in the business of doing it right now. The dollar can go up and down, but all the currencies in the aggregate are going down. I believe in gold and silver, but it's really getting creepy now when mainstream news says we could have a total global depression by December. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but what's your best dead reckoning? You're a smart, savvy guy. Where do you see this going? How bad is this going to get?
Well, when you see countries like China having to put stimulus into their economy to fight off the United States stimulus, what that means is we're turning on our printing presses, so they have to turn on theirs. It's a currency war that's
going on. It's an inflation race.
Exactly. And so how do you measure things? If the U.S. dollar is falling against the Japanese currency, but the Japanese are depleting the value of their currency, and then the Germans are doing the same, and China now follows through, you're measuring yourself against foreign currencies when you're looking at indexes. You have to then turn to the commodities and say, what's exactly happening to money? And when you see gold going from 1550 to now 1781.70, you know that the value of the currency is dropping against real tangible goods. And that's what happens when you have quantitative easing. This is the thing, this is the depression that the mainstream media is talking about. We are going to see the price of everything go up, and anybody that saved their money, anybody that is working for a wage, are going to find that they have to work twice as hard, twice as long, and the people that are retired and have to live off their fixed incomes are going to have a choice between, do I heat the house this month, or do I buy inflated prices of food? You know, it gets down to that, and that's the problem with inflation. That's the, you know, I had a friend of mine saying that we need to raise taxes in order to solve this debt problem. You know what? We are raising taxes. When you turn on the printing press, that's a taxation. It's coming directly out of everybody's pocket. It's a flat tax. Prices of commodities are going to go up. Price of everything is going to go up. It isn't that that stuff is becoming more valuable. It's that the currency is being produced way too quickly, and we're seeing that drop in value. And that's why it's so important. If you want to hedge yourself, you find something that's going to hold value, something that's been money for years and years and years and has nothing to do with the printing presses. And the gold just happens to be, and silver happens to be, one of those very liquid commodities that you can get
into.
And
we see Soros and all the elites piling into it right now. And I know what you do with your profits. I know what I do. I put most of it back into the info war, but what I put is my emergency reserve. We're talking about gold and silver, and the place I get it is Midas Resources, the trusted name. Whether it's numismatic or bullion, they're the bullion experts, but they've got it all on hand, unlike so many other outfits that attack all the competition and the rest of it. Ted doesn't do that. He's become the fifth largest dealer in the country in the last 15 years by incredible quality and service. 800-686-2237. I would protect yourself today, and I believe, it's my opinion and my view, and it's what I do for my family, that Midas Resources and gold and silver is the place to go. And they've got two silver dollars at cost, 72 smackers, with $60 of books and videos free on top of it. No one can get anywhere close to this. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are blasting out on XM 166 and over 120 AM and FM stations across the United States. The fact that this show is seen as so fringe and radical 16, 17 years ago and now is becoming more and more mainstream shows, well, two things. We've gotten deeper into tyranny, and so people are now more apt to believe the truth and the facts when it's in front of their face. And we have a very exciting announcement. Over the years, we've been on in Chicago off and on as stations sell and change hands and have done quite well there in the ratings, but we haven't been on in Chicago itself. We've been on in several great affiliates currently in Illinois. But we can put it up on site there. I was talking to Mancow on his show this week off air. He was talking about what a great station this is. They're carrying the show right now, WCBS. WCKG 1530 AM. WCKG 1530 AM. And they are picking the show up right now. Tens of millions of people that come through Chicago, 4, 5, 6 million. How many live in Chicago? It's just a massive city. So very exciting. If you're listening on the internet, or you're listening on XM, or you're listening other ways, or watching us at prisonplanet.tv, and you live in Chicago, it's great. We're on like in Dallas and all these other big cities. It's wonderful. Los Angeles. Be sure and tell everybody you know about 1530 a.m. Spread the word. Very, very exciting. Okay, I know we've got loaded phones. If you just joined us, I said, hey, if you disagree, call in. You know, if you think I'm wrong, you think government's loving, you think we need more government, you think the nanny state's good, that mothers should be arrested for their children playing in their front yard, I'd like to hear from you. And we loaded the phones. We took 4 or 5 calls earlier. We've got David Icahn with us. I'll either get to you in the next hour after he's gone, or if David wants, we'll take those calls because they got to be hilarious. I don't mean to be mean, but every once in a while we say, hey, just people that disagree. Because we always open the phones up and don't screen them, and then everybody just agrees. I'd like to hear how I'm wrong. I'd like to hear how world government's being announced all over the news, but I'm wrong to say there's a world government being formed. Or that we said the mega banks would bankrupt Europe through derivatives 15 years ago, and now it's happening. Speaking of somebody who's been right about a lot of stuff, David Icke, former head of the Green Party in England, in the UK, also champion goalie, BBC TV host, sports host, but regular TV talk show host, David Icke, and he's a best-selling author as well. DavidIcke.com is his website. He's got a big Wembley arena event October 27th. We'll definitely have him back on before that happens. Big deal to get people that are awake together in the face of all the propaganda at the center of the global empire that is Albion or Britannia. And we've got him on about a host of issues. But coming up, the Eurozone is being collapsed into a super Europe. We've got TSA now yelling freeze at people and groping them on top of that. We've got preparations for martial law and collapse taking place. Everything is going into hyper crazy drive right now. And Al-Qaeda is being activated. Hillary is in the news saying Al-Qaeda killed the ambassador. Yeah, we said that weeks ago. Al-Qaeda, our criminal government, put in charge in Libya and now in Syria. And in Egypt. Someone asked David Icke, you know, David said, hey, what do you want to talk to me about? I'm always, David, whatever you want to talk about, it's always interesting. But let me throw out a few things up front and find out what's most on his radar. David, the global meltdown that's happening, you predicted it decades ago. Now here we are. But it's so brazen. We've now got neocon operatives on C-SPAN saying we need staged terror attacks to blame on Iran on television. I mean, we're now entering a zone where you're either totally awake or awakening, or the globalists are operating out in front of everyone. What's happening in the mass psychosis that the general public's under? Why are things becoming so overt? I mean, the quickening is now quickening is now quickening. What's the time frame, David Icke?
Hello, Alex. Well, you know, I've been saying for years that a time was coming, and my goodness, we're there, when what has remained hidden through literally the centuries and the decades will have to break the surface. And it has to break the surface at some point, because if you are covertly manipulating to bring about a transformation of society into this, I was going to say Orwellian, but it's Orwellian and then some, global fascist dictatorship, then there has to come a point where you break the surface and start to manifest what you've been covertly preparing for all this time. So suddenly, so many things that were hidden suddenly become in your face. Why? Because they're bringing it in. For instance, if you want to pack people into high-rise, incredibly dense places of living, then there comes a point, Alex, where you have to build the things. And then, it's not just a theory. They're doing it. And this is in so many areas of the world. And life now is what is happening. This is why we're being hit quite demonstrably from all angles, financially, in terms of war after war and preparation for more war in the the stuff in the food, the genetically modified food, that not only is designed to genetically modify us, Alex, it is in the process of doing for anyone who eats the stuff. And all this stuff that's unfolding now is all these different elements that we've been talking about in this tapestry of covert manipulative control that are breaking the surface pretty much at the same time as they impose themselves in, you know, if you like, bricks and mortar as changes in society. And that's why we're seeing it all now. And in Europe here, anybody who, you know, is skeptical that what we've been saying all these years is actually part of a coordinated agenda should just listen to what a guy called Jean Monnet said the day after I was born on 30th of April 1952. Jean Monnet is called the founding father of the European project, what we now call the European Union. And this is what he said in a letter to a friend in 1952. Europe's nations should be guided towards the superstate without their people understanding what is happening. This can be accomplished by successive steps, each disguised as having an economic purpose, but which will eventually and irreversibly lead to federation. And that's what's happening now. You know, we've been talking, you know, all these years about they want the world government, the world central bank, the world currency, the single electronic currency. And the euro was never an end in itself. The euro was introduced to mop up and absorb all those European countries, the mark, the guilder, the lira, all of them. Didn't quite get the pound, but they got most of them. And so they reduced the number of currencies in Europe dramatically down to virtually one or two others. And they don't want the euro to survive. I'm not saying it will crash tomorrow, but they want it to crash and disappear eventually.
No. They Barroso admitted last week, we're imploding it, super federation. They say they aren't even going to allow football teams to have a national association. It will now just be a mascot. Nationalism will not be allowed in any way.
Yeah, but what they're doing with the euro is they're waiting the right time to get rid of that at some point so they can replace it with the next level, the next stepping stone on the totalitarian tiptoe, which is the global currency. And you're right about Barroso. This man, if he could bottle arrogance, he could corner the market, this guy, Jose Barroso. And what he's done in recent days is to come out and say what the outcome they want in terms of the centralization of European power on a level even now not yet seen, and absolute unquestioned loyalty, as he puts it. Absolute loyalty was his phrase, from the so-called nation states to the European Union. This is what Monnet was talking about in 1952, and the stepping stones, what I call the totalitarian tiptoe, have just picked off more and more sovereignty, more and more control of communities and countries until we've reached this point. And as Monnet said all that time ago, they will use economic excuses to bring it about. And here we are. Barroso is saying we must have this centralized bureaucratic dictatorship in Europe because there is a massive problem with the European economy and we must come together to sort it out. What he doesn't mention, of course, is those that are saying we must sort it out by taking away sovereignty and freedom are the very people that caused the crisis in the first place.
And now Europe, France is saying you can't say mother and father. That was in the news yesterday because that's hateful. And England, most of the new families have to have cameras in the house when they first have a child because you're guilty until proven slave. I mean, this is classic authoritarianism racing. And as you said, they lined it all up and now they're launching it all, trying to overwhelm us. How are things going for them?
Well, how are things going for them? I mean, at the moment, they seem to be going pretty well. But you see, what you see in the mainstream media is what they are doing. What you don't see, of course, in the mainstream media is the fact that more and more and more people are becoming alerted to it and wise to it. This is one of the reasons thousands of people are going to be at Wembley in London next month. But, you know, for those that are are still saying, oh, no, they never do that, when they're actually doing it. There's a guy, Alex, I quote in the last couple of my books. He's a man called Dr. Richard Day. And he was an executive of Planned Parenthood, you know, came out of the eugenics movement. And he was a big Rockefeller family insider. And he stood up in 1969 to address a group of pediatricians in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And he asked them to put down their pens and stop any recording equipment. I don't know why he did this. I'm glad he did, though, you know, given the information he's...
No, this has ended up in the congressional record, by the way. This is...
And he said, I'm going to tell you how the world's going to change. Now, remember, I'll reel these off quick, and this is not all of them. This is in 1969. He told these pediatricians, one of them did take notes and did some interviews about what he said later. Richard Day said, technology will be used for reproduction without sex, families to diminish in importance, euthanasia and the demise pill, limiting access to affordable medical care makes eliminating the elderly easier. New difficult-to-diagnose and untreatable diseases. Suppressing cancer cures as a means of population control. Education as a tool for accelerating the onset of puberty and evolution. Restructuring education as a tool of indoctrination. More time in schools, but pupils wouldn't learn anything. Controlling who has access to information, schools as the hub of the community. Changing laws to promote moral and social chaos, the encouragement of drug abuse to create a jungle atmosphere in cities and towns, promote alcohol abuse, restrictions on travel, the need for more jails, no more psychological or physical security, crime used to manage society, curtailment of U.S. industrial preeminence, that's not happened, has it? Shifting populations and economies, tearing out the social roots, sports as a tool of social engineering and change, sex and violence inculcated through entertainment, implanted ID cards, microchips in other words, food control, weather control, knowing how people respond, making them do what you want, falsified scientific research, see human cause global warming, use of terrorism, this 1969, ladies and gentlemen, use of terrorism, surveillance, implants and televisions that watch you, the arrival of the totalitarian global system.
And this has been out for decades, and what's amazing is we went down to the UT professor last week who heads up Agenda 21 program, and he said, quote, the family is a tyranny, that's a quote, to our cameras, and now they're doing it all, and now people are going into puberty, girls at 6, 7, 8 when it was 13, boys are being feminized, they add chemicals to everything, the White House science czar has written 4 books admitting it. They now admit the chemtrailing. It's all happening. We're in it. We're in it, David.
Yeah, and here's the Frankfurt School of Social Engineering, which came out of the Frankfurt fiefdom of the Rothschilds back in the 30s, I think it was. This was their wish list. The creation of racism offenses, continual change to create confusion, bracket C. Obama, the teaching of sex to children, huge immigration to destroy national identity, the promotion of excessive drinking. Look at the cross-references here. Emptying of churches, which is undermining...
Look at what's on television. It's all there to destroy you. Look at the messages.
But here we go, encouraging the breakdown of the family, control and dumbing down of the media, dependency on state or state benefits, and then, of course, pulling them out once people are dependent. Legal system with bias against victims of crime. The documents and the writings that are there from way back predicting what we're seeing now are not a few, to say the least, and it's happening. And people need to get out of that river in Egypt. They need to get out of denial very, very quickly, because your children are being poisoned, you're being poisoned. Your children are being indoctrinated and programmed and turned into software programs at school. You're being poisoned in the air. You've been poisoned from the sky, poisoned in your food, poisoned in your water, poisoned by vaccines. I mean, how bad does it have to get before people in vast, vast numbers realize that the world ain't like they thought it was? Because if they don't realize soon, then we are up the Swanee in need, very much need, of a paddle.
Well, David, that's my next question for you. And you know, I said, bring up whatever point you want, and you're exactly on target with what I've been covering all week. It's all there. They admit they've got nanotech vaccines. This is in the news, that make you never get upset again. It actually eats areas of your brain where you literally become a biological android. But they just present it like it's no big deal. It's beyond shock therapy. We know that's already going on. They're putting vaccines engineered into the foods. They're forcibly inoculating all over the world now, including the U.S. It's totally illegal. They're just doing it. They're giving abortions to 10-year-olds without parental consent, morning after pills. Government is absolutely going hog wild. And the minions enforcing it are so stupid, they can hardly talk. And so where do you see this diverging? Because some of us are spiritually, physically immune or resistant. Others are wide open to it and have been pre-programmed to giggle when they're warned of what's happening with a hypnotic program, which the globalists then brag about. So it's literally the general public have been turned into basically zombies. And so you've got the controllers who are awake and know what they're doing, but they're compartmentalized themselves, as you've explained, in separation consciousness. I mean, they're androids, but just at a higher control level. Then you've got the subway drones, and then you've got those of us hyper-awakening and accelerating. What is going to happen? How are they going to deal with free will? Because everything I see shows they're gearing up to directly assault our free will, David.
Well, they are, and, you know, I think You did a video this week, didn't you, about talking about the need for people to be strong. And, you know, as what I've talked about on your show a number of times, that, you know, no one said this was going to be easy. You know, the unfortunate equation was this, as I found, having been on this road now for nearly a quarter of a century, that it had to get to a certain point before people had it in their face enough to start facing reality. Because why some esoteric out there sometime over the rainbow, it will never happen kind of perception? No one's ever going to do anything. And, you know, the manipulators depend on that. And what they're doing all the time, and this is why not sitting back and accepting it is so vital, is they push the gate. What by that, I mean, they up the ante. Say the TSA, first of all, they do one thing and then they move into full body scanners. Then they're having, you know, freeze demands, and then they're sticking their stuff in your drink off you've been through security. This is the what I call, as I said earlier, the totalitarian tiptoe. And at every point, they are looking for resistance. What's the resistance to this? If
they're war gaming, there, they're testing, they're probing.
If it's not there, then they'll just push the gate even further and we'll go on to something else. So, ladies and gentlemen, they want this totalitarian society. And when I say fully in place, I mean in fine detail by something like 2050, 2060. And I'm talking fine detail by then. Now, look at what it's like in 2012, and imagine what it will be like by the time we reach the mid part of this century.
Everybody, and most people will already be dead from the soft kill weapons they put in the food and water.
Yeah, and if that doesn't concentrate your minds for yourselves, then look at your children and your grandchildren and see if that'll concentrate.
They're all dead. Most of them have already been implanted with chemicals and things that are going to soft kill them down the road. But if we overthrew these people, then the high-tech systems that have been developed and also, you know, natural systems could repair a lot of the damage, and we could have access to all that advanced technology and all the things that humanity could be. Instead, we're being shut off from the breakaway civilization, but the breakaway civilization is run by a bunch of demonic creatures.
Yeah, and you're literally right with that. Actually, funnily enough, but what I'm saying here is that there are 7 billion of us. There is a relative, certainly comparative to that, a handful of people in full knowledge of what they're doing, and they're dividing and ruling the target population, and they're recruiting from the target population for their TSAs and their uniforms and their dark suit administrators. And what they've done is create things like religions and political beliefs and cultural beliefs and income bracket and class beliefs. And all these things are fault lines to divide and rule the target population. So we are going to have Jewish people who are going to be victims of what we're talking about big time, like everyone else. We have Arab people who are going to be the same. We have middle-class Americans and Europeans who are going to be the same. We have Hindus. We have atheists. We have South Americans. We have black South Africans. They're all going to be a subject to this. In fact, it's unfolding now. If we came together and put the fault lines of divide and rule aside and realize that, you know, people talk about Israel and all that stuff, and so do I big time, because we need to. Because the House of Rothschild controls Israel, the House of Rothschild controls the United States, it controls the European Union, and thus they work as one unit. But Israelis are going on the streets in the last year or so, in hundreds of thousands in numbers, protesting at their economic plight, the same as people in the rest of the world, to such an extent that at least two of them have set fire to themselves in protest.
David, stay there. We're going to come right back. It's the bottom of the hour break.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Globalists study humans like they're another species and we're animals. They all write this in their eugenics books. And they want to create an artificial environment, an artificial habitat for us to control us. And everything you read in Brave New World, written in 1932 by Aldous Huxley, his brother Julian Huxley headed up the UN UNESCO program. He was the top eugenicist in the world. Huxley, before he died in 62, the speech is online at Berkeley, gave a speech and said, I'm admitting this is real. We're going to do this to you, and you won't be able to stop us. If you want, you can join us. And the PhD students, people in there getting their PhDs, they joined them. And again, ladies and gentlemen, my dad was in the top six smartest in Texas in a bunch of extensive studying, and a junior in high school was called aside and basically told all this stuff. And he never even told me that story till my mother was watching Endgame. She said, this isn't real. You know, this is too horrible. My dad said, no, actually, it's all true. So, and again, my dad's smart, but I mean, this happened to thousands of young people that year in his generation. And most of them go, okay, I'll be part of the elite. So it's at that academic level that they're clued into this more than anywhere else. I'll get David's take on that in a moment and how we resist this. And we also have a bunch of callers open the phone last hour, some are left who disagree. We'll see if David wants to take a few of those, but I know he's got what he wants to talk about. I want to invite him back in October, right before the event, maybe the 18th or 19th, when we do that 48-hour broadcast. We're going to do the 18th and 19th, maybe to do 2 hours with us, because this guy can really break stuff down. Maybe even let him host the show or something a few hours. I could bow out during the 48-hour broadcast. The only way I'll shut up is I find him so thought-provoking, davidicke.com. But if you want to understand what's happening and support the free speech of what we're doing, because we're selling these at cost, you can get the new InfoWars magazine, the second installment. You can subscribe and get the next 12 issues plus the first inaugural issue on designed economic collapse and the new October issue at InfoWarsStore.com at cost. We have the subscriptions at cost, $59.95. That includes the shipping, which is cost about half of what that cost us. When you add the crew and the editors, everybody, we're losing money on this because we need the physical copies out there with all the censorship that's coming. We're growing an organic leg in the info war in this fight. It's important to sign up. Friday, we'll send it out free to you, a digital version at infowars.com/newsletter. Or you can sign up to get 12 issues plus the first issue free when you sign up for a year, $59.95. And you can also buy them in 10 packs, 20 packs, up to 100 packs at cost. Now, I'm going to explain something. We've sold 10,000 of these. I put 50,000 on the streets of Austin as a beta test. I got 50,000. I think we'll probably get 10,000 subscriptions or more the way it's going. So I've got to hold back 10,000. We'll sell out in the next 4 or 5 days at this rate. So if you want to get the hard copies in bulk at cost to hand out to people, this breaks down the technocracy, the end of humanity, rise of the robots, October surprise war, DARPA, the real Skynet. This is an emergency transmission. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, going back to David. David, I want to talk big picture with you. I know your latest book breaks this down, and I want to get into some of that with you here. But, David, getting up, and I don't want to cut you off with a break, get back into the Israeli thing you were getting into as well, but I want to get into this with you. The big picture. Why did the social engineers, because they brag this goes back thousands of years, why did they allow the Renaissance? Or was that humanity overpowering them? Because I know they're not in total control. It's a battle. We shouldn't overestimate or underestimate these people. But now they've gotten to this point, they openly say in all their tomes that they want to reduce world population forcibly down to 100 million, generally the number they agree on. So that's a 90-plus percent reduction, as you know. Publicly, they say only kill 80%. That's the more liberal version. What is the master plan if they win? Because I think earlier you hit the nail on the head when you said, hey, they're going to kill your kids. They're poisoning you right now. The DNA's damaged. The sperm's down by 87% in Europe, the U.S. They feminize men, hyperfeminize women. They admit it. They brag about it. And that's only right now. The GMOs, sterilizing, murdering, you know, killing the animals they give it to. They're murdering us. Where is all this going? I mean, what is the master plan if these demonic entities, you know, the Christians say that, you say that as well, that are interdimensionally manipulating things. People say that's kooky, but that's what all the religions say. What will they do? What's their endgame plan?
Well, just very quickly to finish that point, Alex, before the break, please, people, when you look at yourself, and this will go into answering the question you've just asked, Alex, don't see yourself first and foremost as a Jew or an Arab or an American or a middle class or working class or black or white or sky blue, bloody pink. See yourself, and we're greater than this, but let's just look at this level. See yourself as a human being, a member of humanity, a member of humanity that is being targeted en masse, not a bit of humanity, all of us, by this force. And let the fault lines drop. If someone disagrees with you because it's a different religion, well, they have a right to disagree with you, just as you have a right to believe what you believe. Put away color. It's just a body. It's a vehicle to experience this reality. That's all. Okay? Don't get caught in it, because these are all divide and rule so that we're fighting among ourselves and we don't see the strings attached to both sides, apparent sides, and the same hands holding both of them. And in terms of the bigger picture, that fits, Alex, because the Wembley Arena on October the 27th, the event lasts 12 hours. I'm going to be talking for 9.5 of them. And I mean, I'm going to be doing that because so many strands, so many dots have to connect before we see this vast, but in its foundation state, very simple situation that we face. And you know, people have laughed at me and ridiculed me over the years, and they still do. Oh, best of luck about, you know, non-human entities and reptilian entities and all this stuff, because they're hearing it in isolation. He says reptiles are evolved, he's dead. But when you see it all put together, then what appears in isolation to appear to be crazy and off the wall becomes perfectly logical, and more than that, becomes a whoa, I can see it now explanation for what's happening now, what's happened up to this point, and where it's going from here. So, you know, if anyone's, because it's going to be live on the internet, the Wembley event now, and if anyone has a closed mind or a belief system to protect, don't even bother. But if you have an open mind and you want to see the big picture within which our daily experience is a part, not only a part, but from which our daily experience is being projected, then over 9.5 hours, I'll put it together. And in simple terms, mate, there is a force that operates beyond human sight, which is a narrow band called visible light, which is all that we can pull into what we call the world of the conscious mind. And it has a different vibrational state to us. Thus, if you like, it's on a slightly different frequency. This is why we can't see it most of the time, unless it enters our frequency. And it needs a different, what we call, atmosphere. And the big picture of this, which I'll be explaining, like I say, at Wembley in great detail, strand on top of strand, upper strand, is that they are seeking to rewire us genetically, and they're doing this through GMO, to change the nature of the human form and to block even more of its infinite innate potential to express itself and express its own power. This is what transhumanism is about. These entities that operate out of human sight are very robotic. They're very computer-like. They're not conscious in the way that we are conscious. All the ancient writings about them talk about the fact that these entities envy humans. And therefore, for them to dominate humans, they have to suppress human potential as it normally would be, which is what they're doing on all these different ways. This is why they want to control our sense of perception from cradle to grave. And all this stuff where they're messing with the atmosphere, all these sources of radiation, including Fukushima and a nuclear war, well, you know, I rest my case.
And they've now got Mombiot saying more radiation's good for us. And you've got the top New York Times saying, we are engineering you. You're going to be 3 feet tall. You'll go into puberty at age 5. You'll be dead at 20. And we're going to hook microchips in your brain. It's for the Earth. And I go out and interview people in Austin. They're like, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to live in a prison. Kill me for Earth. I mean, they've already got them. They've already got them.
Yeah, these entities need to change the atmosphere of this planet if they are going to be able to come here. They can come here, but they can't stay for very long. This is why there's endless stories about seeing these entities in various forms, not just reptilian, by the way, and then they disappear. What they've done is entered visible light. Oh, there you are. They've left visible light, and suddenly they've disappeared. But they haven't. They've left the frequency range where humans can actually see.
Well, look,
see
undoubtedly, David, I'm going to say this. Everyone knows I don't get into extraterrestrial stuff that the elites are obsessed with in movies like Prometheus, where they're throwing it in your face. But the elites believe we were engineered. Anunnaki, it's in the Bible. It's in the Egyptian writings. Every culture says this. I don't go there just because they can say, oh, that's conspiracy stuff. And there's so many disinformation people out there that cover this. But I don't knock people that do. But I will say this. When I study the ancient writings, when I study the elites, when I break into Bohemian Grove, all this, the elites really do believe in this. And so whether it's completely true or not, they believe they're manifesting it. And the people that work for them love blood, love death, love torturing small children to death. And they might as well be reptoids from the fifth dimension. Okay, because you know, all I know is that they might as well be from a different planet here to destroy us, because that's what they're doing anyways. So I can't argue with you because, well, I mean, what's the Bible saying? These evil entities, fallen angels, they want to create a world government and make us turn us all into these, you know, mindless creatures. Well, that's what's happening. All I know is we're in deep trouble. I've got stacks of textbooks like Ecoscience where they say they're poisoning us, and I got neighbors everywhere dying and little kids dying of cancer everywhere, and it's just funny and it's fun and we're all dying, ha, 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 and autism's everywhere, ha, 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 and it's totally sick. We are under mind control. So then I say the only thing that makes sense is that this is anti-human.
Exactly. Alex, if you go into almost any ancient culture, probably any, if you did them all, you'll find these entities described under different names. They're what the pre-Islamic people in Arabia and Islam has taken it on call the jinn. It's what the Gnostics 2,000 years ago called the Archons, and it's what the Zulus call the Chitahuri. They're all, and it's what the Christians call the demons. These are the same things, and they are anti-human. They are seeking to undermine humanity, and as I was in every way to take away our advantage over them, all in the ancient writings, by the way, to put it in a phrase, creative imagination. Humans have creative imagination.
We're creators. We're made in the image of the creator. And that's what, bottom line, the globalists, the eugenicists, they claim that they're getting rid of the infirm to make a super race, but really they're trying to dumb everybody down. I mean, right there, regardless, the ruling class wants to vandalize the incredible human spirit. They want to screw us up. They want to hack us. They want to jack us.
And this is why they are seeking to undermine the great advantage of awareness and consciousness and creative imagination and creativity that humans have that they don't have. And thus, they cannot change our world. They do not have the creative imagination.
So you're saying we have extraterrestrial parasites attached to the planet.
Well, they're parasites, but they're not. I wouldn't call them extraterrestrial. I'd say they're interdimensional. It's a very different thing. I don't see them in spaceships and all that stuff. But the point being is that they cannot, through lack of this creative imagination, take our planet over and change our world. What they have to do is manipulate us with that creative imagination to do it for them.
Exactly. They use us as their...
This is what they're doing. We are building our own prison by having our perceptions manipulated. And as I was going on to say, this humanism stuff, putting bits of kit and technology into the human form, oh, it's great, yeah, it's Schwarzenegger and all that stuff. It's not to advance humanity. It is to further erode our advantage over them by turning us into robots. This is what all the mind control is about, and all the technology to suppress us and turn us into software programs. Because
no, exactly, the globalists design all technology with back doors to hurt us. They don't give us anything unless it hurts us, and then we think it has one use; it really has another.
We are getting those of humanity that succumb to this. They are being, if you like, back engineered in terms of going backwards rather than forwards and evolving to a greater state of awareness. They're going backwards, closer and closer to these entities. And the closer you get to these entities in terms of lack of potential, the more these entities have control over you. And this is what we're seeing, Alex. We're seeing this fork in the road. I mean, it's so blatant. There are people, more and more people, hallelujah, brother and sister, that are waking up and are therefore moving by expanding their awareness. They're moving away from the influence of these entities. They're the people waking up. And then there's others that are getting pulled more and more closer and closer to them and therefore being vastly more influenced. And this is why you're seeing this fork in the road, where you've got people awakening to a sense of self and the world that they've never had before in terms of its expansion and the way they look at it. And others are getting pulled more and more and more and more and more into being nothing more than software programs. Press enter, and you know how they're going to react.
So the globalists admit they want us to be biological machines if they even allow us to live. That's in all their major scientific papers that we cover in the new issue of the magazine. What's crazy is it's not debated, but let's look at it from an admitted anthropology view. Psychopaths, maybe 1 out of 200 people on average, they can artificially, you know, create more sociopaths as kind of a servant class. They aren't really what we'd call human. So regardless, we have a guild of psychopaths building the world in their image, which is ugliness and pain and suffering and death. And then you're
Alex, very quickly. You've used the word there, mate. A world of ugliness. The world that we're seeing unfold is the world of these entities who have no creative imagination. It is not a world, this one that's coming in now, whether it's architecture, whether it's destruction of the natural world. It's not beauty. It's not creative. It is ugly, and it's ugly because it's being done by representatives of people, with entities with no creative imagination.
And everything's devolving, twisting backwards, as you said. It's unbelievable. Look at the architecture, all the modern crud. It's all of it, just ugliness stacked on top of ugliness, stenching devils. I'm a Christian. I call them devils. You call them Cabler goblins, whatever you want to call them. Hey, whatever. I just know psychopaths are running things. They think they're God. They say they're going to merge with machines and kill all of us. That's public. That's Ray Kurzweil.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember Sale through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
David Icke's our guest for this segment and the next, and I got a bunch of callers that disagree that have been holding patiently. I'll get to you directly. Big John. David is going to be on with us when I do the 18th and 19th 48-hour broadcast. I'll be off and on here for 48 hours with other hosts and guests. He'll be on with us for 2 hours. I'll only pretty much host the show. I'll be so exhausted after being on for 24 hours pretty much. So look forward to that as well. He's got his Wimberley event. Find out more. It's historic at davidicke.com. You should be there if you live in Europe or England, especially. A lot of folks from the U.S. are traveling there. A very important historical event. Because awakening and having an open mind is the beginning of the end for the technocrats who think they're God, and in all their own writings in the BBC, you name it, say, we're another species. Just look up, elite believe they're another species. You'll get hundreds of articles where they're saying it. So regardless, they think all this stuff. They're a bunch of loons. And I'm here resisting them. David, what is the point of having neocons get on C-SPAN? I don't know if you've seen this video. 2 days ago, we broke it on the web yesterday, and saying, hey, we need to stage terror attacks to blame it on Iran. Why would they publicly say it on television, knowing that those of us that expose false flag terror would then say, see, we told you so? I mean, what is the point of that? Or is that just, and they all giggle and smirk? I mean, I guess these people want to see what they can get away with. We know that's part of the criminology, basically. But what do you make of that?
Well, there's also extreme levels of arrogance. Ignorance and arrogance always seems to go together. They think they're so intelligent and so knowing, but actually they're dead ignorant. They just control human society by suppressing the target population.
They're willing to break the rules. They're willing to do horrible things. I mean,
yeah, if the target population, humanity, was in its true power and it's in true state, I mean, they'd be little boys in short trousers. I mean, you know, they wouldn't even be flies on an elephant's back. They get their power by suppressing human innate power and innate intelligence. But so when you look at Dr. Richard Day in 1969, he told those doctors, oh, it's all in place. It's nothing can stop it now. 1969. So by now they are really confident that, you know, they're going to be able to do this, but they are not intelligent. They are clever. but they're not wise, and wisdom is a much greater level of intelligence than cleverness. And cleverness without wisdom is not only the most destructive force on Earth, it's also one that has a finite life. If true innate intelligence comes and looks it in the face.
What about the compartmentalized bootlickers? I run into people that know it's a tyranny, but they get this weird little demonic smile and think they're winning because they joined this, and if they had any knowledge or wisdom, they would understand they're under the black wings of pure death, and they're a joke.
They are a joke. I mean, you know, it's like someone wants to support a football team, so they don't support the football team that's, you know, local to them down the street, which isn't doing very well. They'll think, who's winning? So, and then they'll go and support the team that's winning, the big clubs. And it's the same, really. It's like it's reflected power. You know, this is why I say to these TSA people and others in uniform that strut around, again, this reflected power. They have no power. they're just
pawns. Well, it's embarrassing for them. Those of us that have attained real power know that it's a great honor and a great responsibility, but also embarrassing. I mean, I know you feel embarrassed when you exercise power, even for good. I mean, I would imagine. I know I do. Why do we feel embarrassed by exercising even righteous power, but they feel good exercising bad power?
Well, the point is that people who have no power of their own because they're asleep, they don't have to be, they've chosen to be, then they look for reflected power. So if you have no power in your life, well, join the TSA, and suddenly you're telling people to freeze and go through full body scanners. And this is the reflected power we're talking about. And
stay there, back in 60 powerful. Seconds. This is important.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
20-something years ago, Tiananmen Square was big news when they ran over people with tanks. Now in China, they run over villagers who don't want to give up their tiny farms and starve to death with steamrollers, and the media won't even cover it in this country other than drudgereport.com. It's hard to say bye to David Icke, a very riveting person. I just resonate with with what he has to say, and I hope people will attend his Wembley event. I wish I could go, and I'll be watching some of it online as much as I can. I'll be back with us on the 19th for 2 hours. We'll let him basically host the show. And we're almost out of time. I'm going to come back and go people that have been holding patiently who disagree and then get to some other news. But David, you were interrupted by the break. We got 4.5 minutes left. You have the floor.
Yeah, I was just saying that if you say to these people at the TSA and others like them in the system who have no personal power, but have sought to cover that with reflected power from the state, take your uniform off, get another job. Where's your power? The power's not in them, although they strut around arrogantly, covering up their own insecurity. Arrogance always covers up insecurity. And it's this insecurity in these people that makes them react over the top when anyone challenges them. This is what narcissistic personalities do. One of the traits of narcissistic personalities is low emotional esteem. And they, therefore, when you're a policeman or a cop and someone says, well, just show me the law that you're arresting me on, they pull the bloody taser out because you are pricking their lack of emotional security by challenging them. They want to feel they're all powerful to cover that up. And so when you are recruiting people, then you make sure that in the job application forms or the interviews, you ask questions that are based on a science called psychometric testing. And by their answers, they are giving you their personality type.
And by the way, that's admitted. They're now going not in the past, they went for smart, tough guys for cops in free countries. Now they're going for Stasi, control freak, low-grade morons who like to beat people. They're going for sadists.
Exactly. I've been saying this for a few years because I saw, as anyone with a brain on active duty would have seen, that there are still some genuine police officers out there and people in law enforcement, but there was demonstrably a personality change collectively in law enforcement over the last 20 years or so. And I thought, how have they done it? Because I can see they have. And it's this recruiting policy, not least helped by this psychometric testing. I know people who've had it. It's very accurate. Where they do not recruit these people by ability to do the job in the way it should be done in a civilized country, they recruit overwhelmingly by personality type. And so therefore, they have filled law enforcement. They've done this with the dark suit administrators in government and state government and local government as well. They've filled them with these narcissists, sociopaths, and psychopaths. And this is why the dynamic between the public and law enforcement and government has fundamentally shifted at every level. So that there's no service to the public. There's some with the old school still left just hanging on, but there's no real service to the public. The public are there to be controlled by law enforcement, not served by law enforcement and not served by government. This has all been systematically done, and it's all a mind game. They've just picked the right people and put them in uniform, and what happens is they just express their personality type once the uniform's on. They don't really have to be guided, because you put a psychopath, narcissist, sociopath in a position of reflected power with a uniform, they're going to act in line with their personality, and that's why we see so many of them.
You're right. Very well said. DavidIke.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com, and I want to thank everybody for watching and listening to this interview. David, I know you're a busy guy, but we got you locked in for the 19th of October, my friend.
Okay, mate. Just to say, if I can, that the Wembley streaming, anyone with an internet connection will be able to watch the whole thing and watch it as many times as they like for a month after it happens. And it really will put the pieces together so the bizarre doesn't look quite so bizarre.
And they can find out at DavidIke.com?
Yep, it'll be available, the details, early next week.
And I'm going to be linking to it as well. Thank you so much, David. Let me say bye.
Cheers,
to you. Say bye to you during the break.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Yeah, that's the Smashing Pumpkins. I'm not name dropping. I went out to dinner with Billy Corrigan last night, who's playing Stubbs tonight. A bunch of the crew's going out there. I may be able to go. Not sure yet. But man, I've got to know him now pretty good, and he is really a smart guy. And we were talking for about 2 hours at dinner just about the state of the world and the fact that humanity is at this crossroads. Now, in the first hour, I took some calls that disagreed, then David Icke was on. Folks held. We're going to go to you right now. People that disagree, 800-259-9231. I need to do this more. Not just where people that, you know, disagree go to the head of the line, because we don't screen your calls unless you volunteer that, because it's always just a way for somebody to get to the head of the line. I disagree with you. The New World Order is worse than you say. You know, it's stuff like that. Or I know you're working for the reptoids, or, you know, whatever the joke is. I'm talking about people that think this is a loving global government we have. Or people that think it's good to have false flag terror attacks that are now admitted. That's what we're talking about. Then I'm going to get into our story that's up at drudgereport.com. A lot of other big sites are picking it up. Catching the bizarre TSA freeze security drill caught on camera. We've got an initiative to expose what the TSA is up to. Our crew went to the NSA a few days ago. That aired on the nightly news last night. We have some video of that. Also, the analysis of Judge Dredd conditioning people for the police state, and an update from the thought criminal who has now been charged in court for riding on the street with chalk here in the formerly free United States of America. Now the psychopath globalist run New World Order. George, Scott, others are going to you right now. George in Connecticut, welcome to the airwaves. You are on the air.
Hi, Alex. I sort of disagree with the way you handle certain things. It's not so much the subject matter, but I think that it's very frustrating when you get upset and then get us all worked up, and it's like getting worked up for going to the ball and we don't know where to go. You know, some solutions or action plans might be more in line. So, because I don't want to get all burnt out and
sure,
bent out
sure.
of shape and not, you know, and I so something like the chalk thing. Why not call up the governor's office and have this judge pulled. I mean, this is outrageous. I give the number out of the governor or whoever's in charge of putting these judges in power. When there's a 10,000 calls to the governor to yank this judge, don't you think the judge might have a different point of view?
I don't know. They might make the judge king of California. They're like, wow, you hate freedom? You're God. Listen, I hear you and I appreciate your call. Look, I am a reporter, not a general. You know, I have like generals call me up and famous spies and Alex, you need to lead the resistance. And either it's a setup or they're not living in the real world. I am here to try to give you full spectrum breakdown from different angles of what I believe is going on. Okay? Doesn't mean I have all the answers. And then I believe in you enough that you're going to go out and take action and wake people up. I didn't know that in Austin, the state police, if they see you, who are operating in Austin, that's who I found out's done it twice, will arrest children, women, they don't care. If they see kids playing hopscotch, you're going to jail. Of course, they should just go to Target then and Walmart and HEB and arrest people selling it. I mean, you know, this is a system that wants to put the Amish behind bars because they're not criminals, who wants to, you know, but protect the government that runs the drugs and ships the guns to Mexico. They arrest you for protesting on the streets of Austin now. And even though they lose the court cases, they don't care. It's the enemy. It's got to be driven out of existence before the implosion. They will follow orders until the edge of hell. They would feed their children into wood chippers if ordered to. I mean, it's that level of evil. And they're not even evil themselves. They're zombies. They will follow orders right to Nuremberg too. Because they're zombies. They're not real people anymore. You talk to most just the general public. They're not there. Nobody's home. So move on to those that aren't, you know, completely destroyed. We don't laugh at the zombies. We don't laugh at the jellyfish. We're sad for them. They'll be dead from cancer viruses and fluoride soon enough anyways. And GMO. We just have to move on and triage the victims. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, you're destroyed. When they smile at you with a demonic look on their face, that's a program. It's a program. They're in fantasy. They watch cartoons as kids of the tough guys. They watch pro wrestling. They think it's real. That's usually the type now they get as cops. And they believe that you're the bad guy and they're going to show you. They don't know they've got a look of demon in their eye. This is the new America. We are a fallen, abortion-loving, a partial birth abortion-loving, 50-plus million babies we cut up. So they're going to cut us up. And they're going to cut up your pension funds. And all the prosperity's gone. It's gone. You want it? You got it. Replaced with the prosperity and the property and the health will be petty power trips where everyone from a toll booth attendant to a McDonald's employee can spy on you and henpeck you, and that's the new sacrament. Okay, I'm ranting. We have to find people who haven't been put in the zombie state. I mean, it really more and more comes down to that. It comes down to consciousness and people being spiritually blind. I mean, you talk about solutions. I'm going to go out as soon as I get the time, and I'm going to draw freedom all over the street. And if I get arrested, so what? You know, I mean, that's the whole point. Like, well, you could get arrested. Well, yeah, I could live in a police state, too, if I don't stand up against this. What's next? Arresting you as a terrorist for protesting? Oh, they do that now at the DNC. And the Pentagon shows up in court and says, keep him in jail. Protesting is terrorism. And you're like, that sounds crazy. They're getting you used to it. They're like, hey, we chop up babies. It's not a human. Oh, yeah, it's 9 months old. We could adopt it. You know, if you had that baby and killed it yourself a week premature, we'd put you in jail. But we're going to chop it up now. We're going to take your baby's blood at birth and put it in a DNA database. We're going to do what we want, when we want. We're going to give your kids inoculations without consent, even though it's illegal. We're going to lie to you and say it's the law to take shots. We're going to do what we want. We're going to kill you, and you're going to thank us for it. There are hundreds of GMO studies on record that just came out more this week. Big, major French government studies, you name it, U.S. studies, that these mainline GMO crops that kill the bugs that eat them, little tip, if corn or wheat kills bugs, when they eat it, it has pesticide that naturally grows in it that they accelerate 1,000 times at least, and it kills bugs, it's going to kill you. And you're going to get gut disorders. And you're going to get cancer. I mean, we're living in fruitcake land, folks, and I'm off the reservation. I know it's the Matrix. I see it for what it is, and I'm beyond caring what they do to me physically because I am here to stand up for my species. I will not just sit here and plug back into the Matrix and go off into the hinterlands. I got Simon in England and others, but let's go to Scott in North Carolina, then Simon. Scott, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. It's not that I disagree with you. I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical of a lot of things, but I'm not in denial. So, as your guest said earlier, I'm a good, decent human being who listens to you almost every day for about 3 years now. And I think you're not a general, but you're an attorney general who has an indictment against the system. So I listen to you as a grand juror trying to make a decision as to who's, you know, what's the best for humanity? Is it the New World Order? Is it, you know, fighting back? Is it maybe just sitting back and letting God take care of the whole situation? You know, I don't know, but I listen to you, and I think that your arguments are very persuasive. The caller that was angry with you because you were angry, I don't think he was a bad guy. I think he knows what you have to say is right, but he doesn't know what to do with it. He's frightened.
Well, sir, let me just say this about the point you were just making. What was the middle point you made? Because I wanted to comment on that.
Oh, gee, I sat for an hour trying to make points. The attorney general with an indictment.
Look, here's the deal. You said God, just let God handle it. God works through humans. Or if you don't believe in God, the universe, whatever. But it becomes a cop-out. I mean, if we won't stand up against it, when the UN last year in India alone, with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding, 67,000 children were given weaponized polio that paralyzed them or killed them. And they've got us to the point where it was just in the news like, yeah, we gave 67,000. It's no big deal, though. But we've got to stick our hands down your pants because terrorists killed a couple thousand. I mean, it's all just pure bull. I mean, are you saying you don't believe that there are dangerous psychos running the world government right now?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't know their hearts, you know, and, you know, as I listen to your show, I love the points you make about how we're creative human beings, you're a good person, Alex, but, you know, if they're basing, I'm agnostic, I don't say that there's a God, I don't say that there isn't a God, God help us, is what I say. I think that, it's my point now, I hope, because it seems that they're stronger, that their intentions are good. Your intentions are good, but are the people behind the scenes? They never speak up. They never say what really is going on.
That's because they don't think you're human. They won't even talk to you unless they know you know that their whole plan. There's not many of them that know the whole plan. This whole thing's about master deception of compartmentalization. The value of this broadcast, not even what I'm doing, but what we do together, is unmeasurable. I mean, this is as close to what's really going on as you're going to get, okay? And you know, you're like, oh, they're so strong. I hope they're not bad. Brother, have you seen the art billionaires buy? Even the New York Times has written about this. The most popular art is images of dead children hanging off meat hooks and things like that. I mean, these people are beyond Hellraiser. Have you looked at what governments do in history? That's not humanity. That's the psychos that crave the power. You got some low-level thug likes to beat people. Well, what about his boss that likes to torture two-year-olds to death? We'll be right back. All right, more of your calls, and we're getting an update from a thought criminal who wrote YouTube Building 7, and they felony charges. It's over. You don't do that in America. What do you think this is, a free country, you enemy? And I got a bunch of other news that we will go over as well, including the latest on the TSA. But right now, we're going to go to Aaron in Nevada in a moment. But first, let's go to Simon in England, people who disagree with me. Go ahead.
Hi, it's an honor, Alex. I don't disagree with you about much, but there's one thing where I think the globalists have been hoodwinked, as well as perhaps yourself being misguided, and it's about the HIV-AIDS story. I'll quote from a review by Mike Adams on Natural News. He talks about this film, House of Numbers, which has really broken the certainty that anybody has that there is either that there is a virus at all or that the virus is harmful. And he says essentially being labeled HIV positive is a tactic being used around the world to scare people into buying more high-profit AIDS drugs.
Sure. No, what they do is they use this virus as a cover for other viruses that they're really injecting people with the vaccine. So they are killing, in some countries, half the population in Africa or more with HIV or what they claim is. It's a very sophisticated issue, but there are government patents for the autoimmune virus developed. I mean, it is a eugenic system. And then it's just a minor footnote, you know, when they give 67,000 kids polio last year in the vaccine. It's like, oh, yeah, it's a footnote. They're dead or in wheelchairs now. We're loving government, though. You need to trust us. Yes, I mean, look at all these famous boxers and basketball players who go, oh, I got the cure, and they're alive, you know, 20 years later. But then the guy that, you know, had 1,000 sexual partners and snorted methamphetamine all day, they die. Well, they died because they were on so many drugs. Go ahead.
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I'm in England, which is famous for having a very strong culture for defamation. And yet I'm happy to say that Robert Gallo committed academic fraud when he published the papers saying that he'd found this virus. And I actually wonder whether the globalists, they were thinking, oh, great, this virus has come along, but he kind of got one over them as well. And
well, it is true. It is true that the AIDS drugs, many of them actually kill you, and they've tested them on foster children. See, people really aren't disagreeing. You don't have to say you're disagreeing, you know, usually to get on air. People really aren't disagreeing with me. I mean, I want to hear why the New World Order is good. I want to hear why I'm wrong about that. That's what I've been asking. Aaron in Nevada, you're on the air.
I disagree with this notion of yours that it's not about Alex Jones. It is about Alex Jones. You've built yourself up into this position. Now it's time for you to take the ball and go across and score that touchdown.
Well, I've got to learn how to balance my checkbook first, good. Look, man, I'm working up here some days 18 hours a day. Trying to get the word out and cover things. But I mean, what am I supposed to do?
We need a Brown versus Board of Education moment. And I like what Paul Watson's doing on Facebook right now. Everyone should join that. And I like what you're proposing to do, which is get arrested and fight it in the courts. That's beautiful, Alex. You are the man.
Well, look, I mean, it's not fun to get arrested, but I mean, if you can't draw political slogans on city sidewalks, which has always been protected, and they call that vandalism, see, they're misappropriating something to falsely charge you. It's like they say it's the law to take vaccines. No, they falsely kick you out of school for something that isn't the law, that's a policy that by law they've got to give you a waiver to. Then they trigger, when they kick you out, truancy and come arrest you or your parents for that. It's all a fraud. It's a syndicate. It's a conspiracy of color of law, civil rights violation. And all the codes are there. And they've got walnut brains with 80 IQs that probably can't tie their shoelaces that will arrest you for it. And it's all got to be rammed through these criminal courts. Here's a great example. The video's up at InfoWars.com. InfoWars reporters confronted by NSA. They were already going to be down there fighting RFID. The kids got to wear at the government training camps that they track them outside school with as well. So I said, why don't you go by the NSA? And I said, give them the court ruling where the NSA lost a lawsuit in Maryland saying you can't videotape, and give them this ACLU fact sheet. Now, the San Antonio Express News and the other San Antonio paper, the Weekly, they had their cameras taken and erased. And we have that linked in our story. When our people had the sunglasses, they could see, to use the they live analogy, the cops and the federal NSA people said, okay, you can go. We put you in our database trying to intimidate, but the point is you can go. Because they understood. We understand. You're the ones that are criminals spying on us without warrants and protecting your precious Al-Qaeda. We know you're illegal, you're criminal, you work foreign banks. We're exposing your giant criminal centers all over the country. And you're the terrorist. You staged 9/11, so you can go right to Hades. When we come back, I'll mention it's on our government. The minions that work for it might be Americans and might not be bad guys. But the system's run by El Diablo. So I'm done with it. You're a bunch of crooks.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
We're going to hit some news right now, then get a quick update from the evil, and I mean evil, thought criminal Amy Larson, arrested, charged now. They said a felony. They've lowered it down to misdemeanor. Drawing with chalk, YouTube, Building 7. You don't write to go look at the building they said they blew up that day. Maybe you shouldn't write an article even online about this big think tank meeting on C-SPAN saying staged terror attacks and blame it on foreign enemies to launch wars and take our liberties. Maybe I'm not supposed to talk about that either. I mean, the government's run by good people. I mean, briefly, we're going to sell out of this very, very quickly. I guess I'll have to print even more next month. It's our second month, October issue, InfoWars magazine covering the technocracy, the gear up for war, the financial implosion. This is an emergency transmission. Is on the cover with the Black Pyramid of Evil. And this will wake people up. You can buy these in bulk in groups of 10, 20, 30, up to 100 at cost. And the subscription includes shipping. $59.95, 13 issues delivered to your door. The first issue in the next 12 for $59.95. Or you can get them in bulk, $14.95 for 10, you name it. And it is powerful. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. $59.95 with your address. Or as a gift, give your neighbor or friend or family or local business you want to send it to. There is no shipping included. I mean, you don't have to add shipping onto it. The shipping is included. There's no shipping added onto it. So $59.95 shipping is included in that cost. And I can't really say you support us because it's at cost for us, or they're arguing I'm losing money on it, but I don't care. It's about getting the information out there, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget, we have ProPure, the best gravity-fed filters that I and my family use. 10% off the already lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the videos, all of it right there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWars.com to link through, or PrisonPlanet.com to link through. Let's get into this article here. ABC News tracks missing iPad to Florida home of TSA officer. ABC News. You're not officers. You're not even sworn people. Okay? It's made up. You take an 8-hour course to read minds. I mean, why don't you go get a gypsy wagon on the highway? You know, go take a TSA class and then say, I can read minds. I am the great Karnak. Let me see. Miss America, you're wearing panties with Hello Kitty on them. No, no hearts. I have to take you in the back room. You may be a terrorist. I mean, this is the type of garbage that's going on. Hi, I'm a pot-bellied perv, and I couldn't get a job anywhere, so now I'm going to grope your wife and children in government. I mean, yeah. I mean, what a joke. What's coming next? Re-education camps? Oh, yeah, the Army admits those. Mayday, America. Bad guys took over. Foreign banks took over. Bizarre TSA frenzy security drill caught on camera. So they're stealing iPhones, you name it. Pointless policy, little more than obedience training. Oh, it's not pointless. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com. It's not because, and Aaron goes, don't you know, we shot video last time we flew. We're going to add that video to this too of him and Rob Dew. And they did this freeze thing. Freeze! I got to check everybody's Starbucks coffee at the gate. Freeze! Get your wife up against the wall. Man, she's really hot, dude. They've even had cases in Texas where they've had to settle where, like, some smoking blonde, they began grabbing her breasts, ripping her shirt off, asking for dates. I mean, you're like, well, that's crazy. Yeah, crazy people want to take your five-year-old behind closed doors and stick their hands down their pants. But, sir, it's for Al-Qaeda. We're keeping you safe from Al-Qaeda that the government publicly runs. I mean, I'm sick of it. Shut up. Shut up. I'm awake. I'm not an idiot. I know what's going on. Shut up. Give it a break. So that video's up at InfoWars.com. You can also find it at DrudgeReport.com. New national anti-TSA campaign opt-out and Film Week. And again, these liars who lie about everything. Just list the TSA's lies in your mind. It's a lot of them, isn't it? They say, and again, they're just the goons of the globalists. The Congress is involved. They're all a bunch of criminals. They're sitting there saying, it's illegal national security to film. You get out of here. We're going to arrest you. All false, all fraud, all lies. We have the link to the stinking TSA website admitting it's not illegal to film them. Though they have training videos where they say if someone's filming, they're probably terrorists. And federal marshals have admitted they've been ordered to put little kids with cameras in the database for life because they take photos at an airport. And there's tens of millions now in the database. We're all terrorists, but the real terrorists running the government. And it's all about how we're bad and they're good. And when they arrest a woman with no criminal record for chalk on the city sidewalk, they tell her, good thing you don't have kids. You're a shameful person. Yeah, you're shameful for not being in a zombie state and wanting to expose the globalists blowing up Building 7. You little witch! You little witch! The Attorney General, he's good shipping guns into Mexico and running Oklahoma City. Yeah, but you low-life scum. You rebel scum. You George Washington's filth. I actually have video of FEMA teaching police George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. The cops are all, get those. That's the country we live in. Oh, George Washington. Oh, he's so bad. Oh, man. Take some more shots. Oh, the government loves me. Huge new First Amendment project arrives this Thanksgiving. And we're asking everybody, LouRockwell.com, link to it. Everybody's linking to it. Please get this out. If you are sick and tired of all of this, if you are sick and tired of it, go. We already did it last week. We're going to go again. We're going to film their lordships and let them come up. It's the law. We're going to hand them their own site where Congress ordered them under pressure to stop saying it's illegal because they kept arresting people filming. They'll always trump something else up. And we're going to go out. I'm going to go out. You do what you want. If you feel as I feel and you believe as I believe, this is wrong. And you chalk the word freedom. Because they're going to charge you if they catch you, which you want them to catch you. And this is what I'm going to do personally. This is what I'm doing. If you believe as I believe, you know, that's what a lot of people are going to do. They're going to charge you with vandalism. And then you just point out it's your free speech and that's not applicable. And then you sue them all personally after you've beaten that. You've got to punish them and all the minions in America that they're saying you can't do this. They're now saying holding up a sign politically blocks and distracts drivers. They're arresting people. They don't want you exercising your First Amendment because we're occupied by foreign banks. And all the people that serve this are collaborators with the enemy. You need to find your humanity and find your anger and say no to this. I can't believe I have to talk about how you have a right to write with chalk or have a sign on the side of the road in this country. I don't care if a bunch of low-grade morons have been told you don't. They're taught George Washington's bad, for heaven's sakes. So the article is New National Anti-TSA Campaign, Opt Out, and Film Week. Huge new First Amendment project arrives this Thanksgiving. And I'm saying every day is a First Amendment day. Look, you are the solution. All of us doing little things, telling people about our local AM and FM affiliates, supporting good mayors, good police chiefs, good police officers, good sheriff's deputies when they do the right thing. I see news all the time where the feds are pressuring local police to charge the man who shot the two burglars in his house. And the cops are like, we're not going to do that. And the grand juries are, we're not going to. Again, we're all in this together is the important thing to understand. Okay, I'm ranting and raving now. The point is just get it. The article's powerful. It's important. We're going to go back to your calls, but briefly popping in, we have the thought criminal. And I shouldn't be so upset about this. It's a good thing. They arrested a woman with no criminal record who's lived in California 4 years from Minnesota and runs a business. That's all in the news. Evil person. And it's good they told her she was bad. It's good that they yelled at her. She told the whole story in a 45-minute interview the other day. But they did get her in there. She tried to tell the judge, Judge, this is a misapplied. This is not felony vandalism. The judge just said, little lady, it's in the news. I don't want to hear what you have to say. We're here to nail down the First Amendment and teach you. You don't have it. You understand this. But basically just told her, we're not going to hear it. And they gave her the public executor, the public defender to help ship her down the river. I mean, maybe once in 1,000, the public defenders are good, but they're always overworked. And so they're going to try to have a jury trial and get up and say, show them Building 7 falling so they understand your message. He'll say, jury, you're only allowed to say, does this statute say she can't do that? Well, no, the statute says it's vandalism. The statute says it's unwanted. But those are, and in common law from the time of Rome, that has been accepted. Then you bring up the selective enforcement issue. Will they arrest hopscotchers? And then it continues. And we can get the Rutherford Institute for her. We'll get somebody. But it's not, they're using taxpayer money to do this. They need to be sued for a civil rights violation. And there's a big list of those codes. False imprisonment. You know, the list goes on and on. Misappropriation of law. Color of law. The list goes on and on. But joining us is the wicked one herself, Amy Larson, because the police told her. Tell folks what the police said to you once they had you in the car and at the jail. I mean, briefly repeat that and then tell us about the court date, Amy.
Hi, nice to be with you. Well, it was going to be called a felony, charged with a $10,000 bail to get out. And this is just really crazy. Looking into it, vandalism cannot be charged for children or political activists because there is no malicious intent. So there's no way.
No, that's right. They're vandalism. Saying you're having an offense or cuss words. Exactly. They're misappropriating it. And I told you that the other day. So now sorry, continue.
I tried to get a public defender yesterday. You pretty much have to give them all your financial information. They want to know your employer, who I do not want to involve, your monthly income, monthly expenses, who do you owe money, what do you own, cars, checking, savings account, house equity, this huge sheet. I didn't have all the information with me, and I was not going to fill it out, so I've not been assigned a public defender yet. I am looking for a lawyer. At this point, I'm starting to get really mad and am considering suing the city and
you should and they don't care. The faster they bankrupt California, the better for them in their takeover. They all know what they're doing. But expanding on this, you hit the nail on the head, because I've read the statute there and the one in Austin. It's malicious intent. Your First Amendment is totally protected,
right?
Continue.
Yeah, the same reason they can't arrest little kids, because they're not doing it maliciously, and political speech is never considered malicious. So it's definitely not vandalism. They're totally off base in their charge, so I think they'll lose. I actually was called for jury duty a few months ago, and so I got a great education on how a criminal trial works. You know, I made it right up until they finished selecting the jury pool, and I know that the burden of proof is on the state in a criminal trial. I will win in a jury trial. So if they should drop it now. I would urge everybody to call the Napa Police Department.
No. They want to bankrupt America. I mean, literally, that's their job. And they're doing a great job, by the way. You need to personally sue all them for civil rights violations. I even pulled up the codes last night and forgot to bring them to work. But please continue.
That's certainly not the direction that this should have gone. If they would have informed me of the law at any point, this could have gone completely differently. Could have asked me to clean it up instead of saying that it cost.
But you shouldn't have cleaned it up. You didn't do anything wrong. They're not reasonable. That's why we have to stop being reasonable with them.
I agree.
Please continue. Tell us about the court date.
Okay, so the next court date is set for October 24th. What it really is crazy here is I'm not allowed to leave the state until then. This is just really going to screw things up. You know, I don't want to deal with this. My life is on hold because of this whole silliness. And 24th of October, I go back at 9:30 in the morning if any supporters want to show up. The Napa Patch website is continuing to cover this, so that's a good place to get local updates on this story. Please do follow up. I had three random concerned citizens show up to support me on my court date yesterday, which was fantastic. I really appreciated that. And we have to stand up for each other. We can't let this happen to others.
I learned it's happening in the town where I live, and they're now arresting people that hold up political signs. They don't care if it's for the pizza place or condos that are being sold. You try to hold up signs in the town I live in, they're going to try to take you to jail. And because they understand that's the enemy. America is the enemy. Freedom is the enemy. You cannot let the slaves talk. Heaven forbid in occupied America, you have the French resistance basically communicating.
Yeah, there's pretty much no ways to speak out that are technically legal anymore. Even putting flyers on cars, I saw that's in the city code. I wasn't aware of that. The police don't know all these laws. There are way too many laws. I'm sure they have good intentions for the laws initially.
The laws are all unconstitutional. Well, at the low level, they give you a good reason, but it's all evil intent from the top. Let's Let me break some of this down. 18 U.S.C. Section 241, conspiracy against rights. Hit them hard. Again, 18 U.S.C. Section 241. 18 U.S.C. Section 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. Again, they pulled a Rosa Parks on you. Number three, 42 U.S.C. Section 1985, conspiracy to interfere with civil rights, part three, depriving persons of rights or privileges. And they gave you false imprisonment for it. It's millions. And we just won a lawsuit, by the way. We're not, for our reporter being arrested. We're not playing games here. And it continues. Sue them for big bucks under 42 U.S.C. Section 1983, civil action for depriving of rights. And it just goes on and on, ma'am. You got anything else?
I just want to again urge people to do anything that they can in their own personal lives, small things, grow gardens, be kind to your neighbors and say hi to strangers when you're wearing political t-shirts.
Pure terrorism, folks.
Carry pepper spray around. That's still allowed in most places. We don't have a Second Amendment right here in California. You can't open carry as of the 1st of 2012. So carry pepper spray wherever you can. Do little things. Push your rights. Push them up to as far as you have them. And
that's right. Use them or lose them. Use them or lose them.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. Tell us what the judge was like. I only read the news article about you trying to talk to the little creature in his black dress.
Yeah, what was strange was I was told that it was courtroom E, so that's where I showed up to. And about a half an hour in, somebody came in and asked me to go to the courtroom next door, D. In the first room, there was a good 50, 60 people. And in the other room, there was only about 10. So I'm not sure if they were concerned I was going to maybe say something or what happened there. They moved the court date or the courtroom and a different judge. Actually, the judge in the first room was the one that I had encountered during jury duty and seemed somewhat reasonable. This guy was a little gruff and just very curt and short.
He's powerful. He's powerful.
yeah, totally. So, yeah, I wasn't allowed to say anything. I did anyways, but...
Listen, we're going to have to continue to track your evilness, and we'll continue to watch it all. I notice you're wearing a Infowars.com t-shirt.
Absolutely. I was at the time of the arrest, too.
Oh, really? Ideas are bulletproof. Well, that might have been part of the problem. You're promoting freedom, and that's a bad thing, ma'am.
Yeah, wear a political t-shirt every day. If you work in a place, I wear some sort of political t-shirt every single day. Do what you can, little stuff. It all makes a big difference.
You think you live in America, don't you? How dare you?
I love it.
Are you feeling guilty? Because, the cops told you, shame on you, and good thing you didn't have kids, right?
Yeah, they thought somebody like me, they would be terrified if someone like me had children, so...
Well, don't worry, the government's taking good people's kids every day and killing quite a few of them, so I guess they ought to be happy,
Yeah, one of the women that showed up to support me actually had problems with CPS, and so that's kind of why she was coming out and has gotten really active to help protect other people, too, so...
Well, they're seven times more likely to rape kids than anybody else, but I guess they're the good guys, we're bad. All right, there you go. They told her to feel guilty and bad and lay down and let them abuse her. She's not doing that. We'll be back with your calls.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now from folks that continue to disagree with me. I'm supposed to just get happy about Homeland Security checkpoints with TSA now on the highways and police being federalized and all of this. I'm supposed to just, hey, it's good. By the way, if you think I'm joking, we put up the video on screen of your PrisonPlanet.tv viewer of FEMA teaches police that founding fathers were terrorists. You can just search that term and find the video that a firefighter sent us of FEMA teaching them that. And we have the training manuals. Obviously, the bad guys teach that. Are we saying the entire system's bad? No, not at the bottom, at the top. Our country is rotting, and it will collapse. Those of you that love tyranny, you're going to get everything you want. Don't worry. Let's talk to Jim in Minnesota who disagrees. You're on the air, Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello,
yes.
Alex.
Yeah. Hello.
Well, you sure are getting wound up there.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I found myself agreeing with you while I was listening. You mentioned Title 18, 241 and 242, and also Title 42, 1983 and 1985. However, oftentimes you're talking about, you know, how Obama wants to take our guns away, or the TSA is acting with, you know, unwarranted searches, and that this violates the law. And I tend to disagree. I don't believe that's what's actually happening.
Are you kidding? I mean, they ship guns to Mexico to try to blame the Second Amendment. Obama's trying to restrict guns outside of law. The UN treaty said it would restrict guns. The TSA aren't even sworn officers now running highway checkpoints that are totally illegal, sir. I don't care what you think. It's on record that that is totally unconstitutional and the stuff of third world banana boat republics.
Genius is conspicuous through modesty and silence.
Okay, let's start. Give me your facts then. How is TSA on the highway running checkpoints constitutional?
The point of it is that the presumption of law is that we all got 6001 notice. We got due process.
All right, I appreciate your call, dude. I mean, we're in a tyranny. We're in a tyranny. We're in a tyranny. It's getting worse by the minute, and you're just throwing out some terms that mean nothing. You don't have due process under force de jure when they got a checkpoint set up under admiralty. Administrative law coming after you. Man, you're out of your mind. Joe in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I got to tell you that there's the information that you speak of, I do agree. I've been awake for about 10 years. After listening to your show for the last 4 years, I'm almost at the point of joining the pro-eugenics argument. I mean, I get bombarded with Idiocracy on a daily basis when I leave my home.
Yeah, those are brain-damaged people under the eugenics and the cultural brainwashing. And sure, the average yuppie thinks everybody is scum. Let's kill everybody. The point is, ma'am, they're going to kill you too. You're getting fluoride. You're getting vaccines. You're getting chemtrail. You're getting GMO. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Like I said, I have Crohn's disease that I developed 5 years ago because of genetically modified food where my intestines erupted and I would turn septic and had to have treatment for the last 3 years.
Now, there you go.
I get this. I understand it. I agree with you. What I'm frustrated with is the amount of idiocracy I hear you complain about the stupid people that won't wake up.
Ma'am, well, you're more advanced. You're not brain damaged like them to that extent. They're just victims. You can't say, you know, oh, I get the elite now because they already, you know, gave them lobotomies.
Well, no, I mean, my own mother, how about this? My own mother told me not to talk to her about the things that I'm interested in because she doesn't get it. She literally said, can't you just call me and talk to me about Dancing with the Stars?
No, I hear you. Listen, those people are victims. You need to love your mother, plant seeds with your mother, and move on, darling. I hear you. I understand, and I'm sorry. Move on to those that you can reach, that you can reach.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're taking a few final calls, people that disagree here at this little tail end of the last hour. We have a bunch of crooks that want a dominated society so they can control human development in charge. And it's that simple. And you can disagree about how bad things are with me, but people that are still denying there's no world government when they now admit it, it's just so silly. I mean, here's Hillary Clinton, and I'm going to go to a call from Kim. New York Times, Clinton suggests link to Al-Qaeda offshoot in deadly Libya attack. I mean, they give all these different narratives. They put Al-Qaeda in. That's how dumb they think you are. And still, the number one story in America is NFL reference. NFL referees agree to deal with league to end lockout. And I've got a guest on about the fraud that is sports and how most of it's rigged now. Today on the Nightly News, coming up 7 o'clock, subscribe at PrisonPlanet.tv. There's a 15-day free trial, two-week trial right there. So go sign up, watch it, support us, support alternative media. Take the archive, share them with people, PrisonPlanet.tv. Kim in Georgia, you disagree. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Jones, first-time caller. Thank you for talking to me. Been listening to you for a couple of weeks. isn't it pretty much common knowledge that history repeats itself and that every superpower empire has destroyed itself from the inside out? And this is all pretty much inevitable. And if we don't rise up, millions of people die. And if we do rise up, millions of people die. What do you got to say to that?
But if we do rise up, at least in the info war, we win, even though a bunch of us die and get put in prison. Or we don't rise up and they win and even more die. But look, the issue is, this is the 21st century. The globalists in countless documents say, oh, we're creating the final revolution. Look that term up. So that they've learned from the past tyrants, they want to fully take over and never be defeated and not have their evil collapse. And so it's a darkness from which we don't emerge if we don't beat them. It is a dream of just psychopathic demons that they're trying to manifest. So we've got to defeat it. And it's the great animating challenge. If you're not resisting this, you're not alive. If you're alive, really alive at some level, you know to resist this. And so when people laugh at you and ridicule you for being awake, it's sad. Don't feel bad that some zombie is making fun of you. They're following a mental masturbation program to just make fun of you because it makes them feel good. Okay, so you need to look up the ultimate revolution or the final revolution to understand all this.
I understand, but my point being is that either way, and millions die, don't they win ultimately?
No, they don't win ultimately. The churches twist the Bible and teach that the beast wages war against the saints and overcomes them. But through that is the next mass awakening that happens. But God's people will challenge the evil. They won't go along with it. That's why they teach the rapture and all this, is so people stand down, and so people go along with it, thinking they're going to have a golden rope come down and God's going to pull them up there, or like there's like a room up there with Captain Kirk and they're beaming people up and down. I mean, all of our Christian ancestors didn't get beamed out. They had to go through absolute hell. Many of them killed. Almost all the disciples were executed. I see preachers on TV now and in church teaching that Christians were wrong to say no to Caesar and to be thrown to the lions. I mean, they teach abomination apostasy because the churches are now government whorehouses. Does that answer your question?
I suppose, but just playing the devil's advocate, since I've been listening to you, I bought over 1,000 rounds of ammunition, and I signed up for e-foods and all that. So I was just playing the devil's advocate to see what you would tell me.
No, I hear you, and thanks for putting up with me. God bless you, brother. I'll see everybody tonight, 7 o'clock Central, prisonplanet.tv, and back tomorrow, Lord willing.